participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, hi. Where'd Mike go?
Did he get his sunglasses?
Oh.
He's got a migraine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yes, he borrowed some Excedrin from me a moment ago.
Shh.
Oh, that's right. We shouldn't talk loudly.
Shh.
Probably dim the lights, too.
Shh. What?
It should help your migraine, Mike.
I was on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, there he is.
And what a thrill for me.
Hello, Senator.
Thanks, sir. Best of all talk shows. Heard all across this great country.
Sing it, Senator.
I say they're controversial and a little crazy, too.
Right.
That's right.
My friends Don and Mike, here's a singing toast to you.
Bend your sunglasses.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months. I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Listen, Tiger, I want you to just slow down.
No, I need to slow
no
down.
No singing until your migraine goes away.
I need to slow down in general. It's been a long time since I got one of these.
Yeah.
I told Mike seriously before the show, go back to the office and lay down for a half an hour.
But I'm fine.
I just worry about you.
Thank you.
What if you have that aneurysm?
Well, then it'll happen on the air.
If you have that aneurysm.
Aneurysm.
If you have that big that aneurysm.
My aneurysm. I'm fine.
Your brain lock up.
My brain. You know, a long time ago, I actually had the migraine thing where the brain and the mouth doesn't function the right way. Happened twice.
So it's getting worse then.
No. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. It's perfectly okay.
You shouldn't yell.
Don't yell.
I'll raise your blood pressure. Do you have your sunglasses?
Huh? I'm getting them. Okay. Joe's getting them.
All right. Get those sunglasses immediately, please.
Everything's going to be fine. And they're not pretty sunglasses either. They're
I'll
bet they are.
You will not be mocked.
They're really uncool.
What are they like?
You'll see them. You're going to laugh at them.
Are they like Brett Summers sunglasses? Are they like Zsa Zsa Gabor? You know.
I don't know if I can articulate exactly how they look. They're very strange.
Do you remember the episode of Seinfeld when George goes in and buys the frames and it turns out they're Gloria Vanderbilt frames and he gives them to a blind guy?
Sure.
Are they like those glasses?
I think you're going to have to see them before I describe them. Here comes Joe.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Here are the sunglasses.
I think they're a little goofy. They're a little goofy.
Well, we'll see.
I wear them on the water. All right, here we go.
Ah, they're special. All
right. Well, let's see.
All right, cool.
Water only.
Let's see. Now, why would we...
Yeah.
Why would we make...
Because they're not.
Why would we make fun of those?
Because I'm cool.
Why would we...
Robin. I like them.
I promised you that I wouldn't make fun of you.
I know. It's hard not to. Oh, this is so much better.
I promised I wouldn't make
fun. Really? You know, I know if you would indulge me, and I know you hate sunglasses, but...
Don't worry. Today you got to...
I appreciate
this. Now, Buzz, take yours off.
Well, I was doing that cancer thing, you know, where you shave your head in sympathy. I thought I'd wear my sunglasses.
No, he doesn't have cancer.
Too.
He's got a migraine headache.
Yeah, my glasses, every bit as cool as Mike's.
I think his are a little cooler.
No, Buzz's are cool. Listen.
Mine are a little nerdy. Mine are more functional.
I said I wouldn't make fun
because
of them.
You know I have a boat, and so this is designed to cover the entire eye socket so that they, you know, they don't have the wind blow on them or anything
makes
like
sense.
That's all it is. That's exactly what it is.
I said I wouldn't say anything about them, and I don't.
I'm actually doing okay.
Good.
I might even be able to take them off later. But you know what? It's so soothing. It really is.
Okay, well.
It feels good.
Remember, he wasn't blind either.
Right.
But he wore sunglasses.
And he didn't pretend to be blind either. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Mr. Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman.
Oh, thank you. It's going to make it worse.
Pretty woman.
Don't scream. Don't exert yourself.
Here's the deal. You either do it or you don't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You either come to play. You don't mean there's no halfway.
You're a pro.
That's my guy.
Seriously.
All right, Tiger.
I'm fine.
Start to pull.
I walked into Rob and Don sitting in the office. I just walked in and I was just gritting my teeth.
Literally grimacing.
Because anybody that gets migraines know that you get the little, what's called a little scotoma, and you see your little blurry spot, and it goes across your field of vision, and then everything's fine, and that part's over now, so the timing couldn't be better. I think it's going to be fine. Everything. You know, Don, everything's okay.
Here's a guy who says you don't have a migraine. Now, how would he know? Geez. Eric.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Sir, I don't want to argue with you, but you don't have a migraine. If you have a migraine, you can't do anything. It hurts to breathe, or it hurts to have your eyes open.
Well, you know what? I've had migraines since I was 25 years old. 20 years I've had migraines.
He knows them pretty well.
Maybe there are different levels of migraines. So
you know, there are people that get migraines that literally can't come out of the house. They have to get in bed in a dark room.
If I can still say this on our new show, that's the kind that pussies have.
Okay? Thank you, Don. I agree.
Sir, go ahead. Wear that scarlet pee. Go ahead. Wear that scarlet
Kareem
pee.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I think, is one of the most famous people that had him.
Well, what about when he played the game and he just wore those goofy goggles? That wasn't for migraines. That was because somebody poked him in the eye, right?
I thought that, like, he had horrible ones. That's what I thought.
I thought he got poked in the eye one time.
Well, he might have gotten poked in the eye and had a migraine.
I thought they just looked cool. Hello, Blake?
Yes.
Yes, Don and Mike. Oh, pre-show. Don and Mike pre-show.
Yes.
Well, thank you for letting me on before the phone scan. I had a tip for Mike's migraine.
Oh, dear.
I know you love these, Mike, when we get help from our listeners.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got? Go ahead.
There's a pressure point in between your index finger and your thumb.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it with ice cubes. Don't worry.
No, you pinch it with your other hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Mike's doing it now.
Yeah. And you've got to give it about a... I do it for my wife all the time. It gets rid of her headache.
Yeah, and for some people it works.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Chris. Chris, Don and Mike show.
Hey, the reason why Roy Orbison wore sunglasses was much like the Dixie Chick, he has cross eyes.
He has cross eyes?
Yeah, he was cross eyed.
Let's go to our cross eye expert, Rob Spiewak.
Not that crossed.
Thank you.
But did we end up.
When did you see him with that?
Did we have a consensus on whether Roy Orbison actually faked being, like, tried to look blind? What was the consensus on?
Here's the thing. My consensus was he was always treated when he was on American Bandstand or whatever the show, just like Stevie Wonder
would take his arm.
Or Ray Charles was, when he would go on those shows, and you had a little, and Ronnie Millsap. Yes. All those blind dudes. Jose Feliciano.
Right. I'm trying to think of the actor that's going to play Ray Charles. It's
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. That looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Let's start. Oh, we do have a Clementine moment here.
Oh, good.
Mike received a cart. Excuse me. Do we have the cart with the music? A card and a cart. Now, are you okay to read this?
You bet.
With your migraine?
Absolutely.
Okay, because Clementine Tran is one of the sales ladies here at our home station, WJFK.
Are we going to sing first or later?
We'll sing first, and then we'll have the letter, and then we'll sing again. Because since we moved down to the second floor, and I know really the first floor, but thank you for, indulging me here. I can't tell you, everybody's coming by the office now. The office is a hot spot. For the salespeople, for the engineer people, for the intern people, James with the yellow armband.
I was listening to some salespeople when you left the office. You know how we always come down the hallway together.
Right.
Nobody stays behind. Those walls are paper thin.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yes, everybody hates us. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. I really am. No, but it was like you could hear everything, and I was thinking about some of our discussions
that's why the very first rule that we learned when we moved downstairs was...
I think we're careful.
First off, a lot of topics are taboo on this floor.
Yes.
Right. There are just certain topics and certain people that are taboo.
And also, we really don't need to keep the TV that loud, but we do.
Yeah.
A cone of silence.
We're like keep it on for a while. It's just brief.
A lot of it is like when you walk in. See a movie where a guy walks in a room and he writes down on a piece of paper, turn on the stereo.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Turn the stereo on real loud. And
sure.
They go, what's going on? The room is bugged.
Right.
The room is bugged.
It's the way you do it.
That's how we handle it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Clementine Tran is one of these ladies. She is from Vietnam.
Yes.
Yeah, Vietnam. She looks like she's from Vietnam. She speaks nothing. Like she... Sure, but we still enjoy talking like this when talking about it.
And singing the wonderful song that we sing.
And we have a note that she sent to Mike. So without further ado...
My darling, oh my darling Clementine, she gave me a real nice letter. Oh my darling Clementine, oh my darling, oh my darling. darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
Look outside, it's sunny, it's not rainy. Oh, my Mike has a problem, it is brainy. Oh, my darling,
oh, my darling Clementine. I really think she's sweetie. Oh, my darling Clementine.
And now, the note.
Hello. Because of you, I write my made my first Redskin sale. It is with Freedom Boat Club, a club with the membership entitles you to duty of enjoying a boat without the hassle and responsibility of owning one. Huh. The owner, Doug, stated you can take your girlfriend and daughters out anytime you want. I have heard that you have a speedboat, so I don't know if you're interested. David Howard told me that he checked with a few weeks ago about voicing spot. I hope you can still voice the spot. They have a variety of boats that really means a lot to me. I deeply appreciate it. I think you have been looking very good lately.
Oh.
And I was just married. Oh, I'm sorry. If I was not married, I would ask you out. Although I'm probably not your type. I spoke with John Norman, and he said he can write the copy, but you have total creativity control. I just want to make this as easy as convenient for you.
Life
has been rough lately for me, but you guys make it more bearable and humorous. I know I speak on the behalf of a lot of people. If you do not want to voice the spot for Freedom Boat Club, could you call me, please? Either way, I think you're groovy, and I really do have hot feet. Love, and across the little heart right there, Clementine.
Now, I should point out, that's like written with the broken English, right?
Yeah, well, it's, I tweaked it up, but I kind of read it almost perfectly.
Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. I love me my Clementine, oh, my darling Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
She says she have hot feet and that she like you, Joe.
That's great. Oh. I will cherish this forever, Clementine.
Thank you, Clementine. And now, listen, oh, no groaners. We just got to go right to...
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, let's start. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, thank you. Thank you very hard. Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hello, honey.
Based on a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Can you stretch your eyes?
And thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Wayne Rogers, and all the ships at sea.
Wayne Rogers.
Let him ruin a perfectly good quiet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, 08/26/04.
Hi, Donald Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. And hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday. It is August 26th.
Really?
20-04 from anywhere in America. Call us at 877-365-3636. From Mexico, North Canada, Toronto, call 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM. You can call us anytime at 202-432-1067. Today will be a very full packed show.
We're jammed today?
Cool. Yeah.
Good.
We're jammed. I believe that today's target audience would be...
60?
No. No. Well, in some regards...
I know one guest at 60
or 70. In some regards, 60.
Uh-huh.
In some regards, 13.
Uh-huh.
We also, I think, on today's show, will straddle, no pun intended, all sexual boundaries.
Womb to the tomb.
Because not only today on the show will we have, and I'll just tease this for you for a moment.
Give me a head with hair.
That's right.
Long, beautiful hair.
Stop right there. The cow sills. Is that the Cow Sills?
That's the Cow Sills, Mike.
They did the hair thing?
Well, yes,
they did the Top 40 version.
And the Cow Sills have had some tough times.
Really?
And
that mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
We'll have her. And then Ryan Seacrest's hair guy is coming in today, and we'll be rapping with him about American Idol. And then I think he's going to cut my hair today.
Yes. That's cool. Good. That's exciting.
I think he is. And I should mention that he's being brought here via Capital Executive Transportation Company, 1-800-490-9501. So,
oh, yeah. Capital. Yeah,
so bully for that. So he's in his car on the way here. Other stuff, secret stuff I can't tell you about yet, like the NASCAR race. They're giving away the stuff for the NASCAR race.
Good.
Do let me say this, that I hit a low moment. Before any of this, get well wishes. And I mean this sincerely, to Westwood Oneer Tom Likas.
Yes.
Who was coming out of a bar in Seattle, from what I understand, from what I'm reading of the news, at 3:45 in the morning, and apparently met some of his money metal listening fans.
I double what you say. I know I enjoy his program. He always keeps me in stitches.
And anyway, they,
stitches,
you know,
being the operative term.
A listener beat the crap out of him.
Wow.
And like 17 stitches in the face.
Wow.
And,
oh, goodness.
Anyway, that's just...
boy, oh boy.
That's awful.
He's not... you know, we saw him once, and he doesn't strike me as the brouhaha kind of guy.
You didn't think
he
didn't think he looked like he worked out?
I sure don't think so.
I thought the word...
He's wearing all black and he's just kind of doughy.
Yeah, like if possible for Elton John to be doughier,
yeah.
That would be it.
You don't think he tried to run away?
I'd sure like to hear the details.
And all I'm doing is sending some radio... Yeah, this is a radio bouquet.
Yeah.
To someone who works for the company.
I can smell it over here. I heard a rumor that he doesn't like us. Get it?
Yeah, anyway, he...
Godspeed.
Yes, Godspeed. Yeah, Godspeed, well. Tom Likas.
Wow.
You know, I keep telling you. What was that, Rob?
He's a Westwood Oneer.
I keep telling you.
Yes, feather Westwood Oneer. Fellow Westwood Oneer.
You got to watch it. You know, when you go out, you got to do what I do, which is why I always wear my Michael Jackson masks when I go out.
And a football helmet.
And I don't mean my mask, my Michael Jackson, but you know how Michael Jackson... with
yeah, he covers his face up, right?
I do the same thing. It's quite often, Buzz, you're right, I wear a football helmet on top of it.
You never know.
Just because on the off chance that I am recognized by somebody and they do want to kick my ass and give me 17 stitches, well, at least I know that my noggin's going to be okay.
Yeah, and I like the phase you went through when you wore the Lone Ranger mask.
Well,
I thought that was a good look.
That still looks good.
Until Clayton Moore called me and threatened to sue my ass, and I said, listen, old man, I'm just positive that one of these days I'm going to be coming out of a bar.
Was that the Lone Ranger?
Yes.
Yes. Clayton Moore?
I'm going to be coming out of a bar at 3:45 a.m. Hello? Not a chance that happens.
New record to mention Clayton Moore 16 minutes into a program.
I do think it was timely and topical. So anyway, get well, Tom.
Yeah.
Because
so do you hear any details about this? He got, what, how many stitches?
17.
17 stitches.
17. And, you know, there's no love loss.
And a listener hit him.
Yeah, and kicked him in the face. There's... there's no love lost, but I wouldn't wish that on... Well, no, I would wish it on a few people, but not Tom Likas. So anyway, get well.
Yeah, get well. That's too bad.
That's a big news story when a disc jockey gets beat up.
That's scary. It just proves how dirty and dangerous radio work really is.
Absolutely. Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine...
Every day can be fatal.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if it was a fan, if it was a non-listener.
Oh, my God.
This is some listener that kicked his ass and gave him 17 stitches.
You don't want that.
Well, I think the worst thing would be if it had been Andy Dick.
You know, he just recently had his own little meltdown, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, that was a great one, too.
What if Tom Likas got in the way of that?
That was a great one, too. The low moment that I had last night was not a low moment. It was a low moment for my wife and our marriage. And this has nothing to do with the entire, you know, I'm going to leave you this weekend whatever. It's nothing like that. I was mentioning to Buzz before the show, incidentally, on that topic, this is why broads really just are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
How is it in my world with my wife? We've been married, you know this. I've mentioned this endless times.
Yes.
23 freaking years.
All right.
Okay. 23 freaking years. On Saturday, we have a fight out of the blue. She says, I've decided I'm not going to leave you. Uh-huh. Now, as it turns out, she didn't mean anything by this. It's one of the things, I guess, that girls say to men, even when you've been married this long. It flipped my ass out for about 48 hours, but now everything is back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, suddenly, in the world of woman, for whatever reason, even though she said this to me and I can't let it go, in her mind, it's gone and everything's back to normal.
You seem better today.
Yeah, I'm a...
You did not seem good for the last 2 days.
No, it's because my wife was just... It wasn't even a conscious thing where she's busted my balls. It's just like this thing was hanging over our house.
Yeah, kind of knocked the wind out of you when it happened.
The lingering effects of my wife having said these things to me. And,
right.
And, you know, as she mentioned when we had her on, I said my share of stuff back to her. Mm-hmm. But the thing that I find amazing about broads, and especially with my wife, is that you can have a fight. And for my money, even as bad as this fight was, if on Saturday night, which was the night of the fight,
yeah,
if she would have just said, listen, this is dumb, let's just put this past us.
Right.
It would have probably taken us a couple of hours, and we would have been cool
right.
on Sunday.
Back to normal.
But it lingered into Sunday, and then...
Then it
lingered into Monday, and here's the thing. For broads talking about wanting closure all the time, in my mind, there's no closure on this fight, because my wife has just decided that everything's fine, and that really, I guess what happened on Saturday never really happened, and I only say that because things are back to being great at home.
Well, that's good. That's the important thing.
Yes, but there's a part of me that's looking at this going,
of course.
Wait a minute, hold on.
And that's how they like it.
Well,
they
I
have
like
closure,
it.
We don't.
I frankly like the fact that everything's okay now.
Yeah. Not this thing.
To be honest with you, you know, we've worked together a long time, and, you know, quite frankly, I knew it was bothering you.
Well, yes.
I mean, really bothering you.
I told her it was like you kicked me in the nuts.
Right.
And I'm sorry with the potty mouth. That's two things that I said. I wouldn't say anymore.
And
the new show.
The first day when you were talking about it, it sounded all right when she called, and then it went kind of south again.
Yeah.
And then yesterday you came in here, and, like, you were talking about our website, and she was involved with that, and everything seemed okay, but I knew it wasn't just quite right in your mind yet.
No, because there was still that, and any guy who's had a fight with his wife or girlfriend knows this thing, where it's hanging, and I don't want to bring it up like when I come home and say, hey, that fight, are we past, anyway... We've reached the point.
You mean you ask if you're by it, if it's over yet?
Yeah.
I asked that question once.
Anyway, when I got home last night, I realized that for whatever reason, the storm clouds had passed.
Good.
And whatever this problem was that we had, it was done. And here's how I know it was done. That last night I got home, I sat down, had my famous drink, the Donny, the D-O-N-I,
mm-hmm.
the 2 ounces of vanilla vodka.
Right.
We had the cran grape, the diet cran grape, if you're watching your carbs.
Mm-hmm.
You put that in a nice tall glass, you chug that the hell out of that baby.
Right.
And then you sit back for a second, and you mellow right out. And I'm having that, and she's having her wine, and we're chatting, and everything's okay. And then we had dinner, and then I said, I guess I'm going to sit over here and finish reading whatever I'm reading over here, and have some decaf coffee or whatever it is I'm having at the kitchen table. And as it turns out, I was reading something in a magazine that I thought was funny.
Mm-hmm.
So with my wife not even in the room, I went and picked up the telephone to call my best friend Rob Spiewak, and to tell Rob something I read in the magazine that I thought was funny. And Rob agreed. He thought it was funny.
Did you bring it in?
No, I forgot. I forgot. Anyway, she comes into the room. She says, oh, it's great to hear you laughing. What's so funny? And I said, I was just on the phone with Rob.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what's so funny? I said, look at this.
Oh, boy.
And I held up a copy of, I ask you not, I'm not making this up,
uh-huh.
Mad Magazine. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't care. I'm going to be 46 next month. I don't care. There are parts of Mad Magazine that still crack my ass up.
Yeah, I mean, it's for adults.
I love Mad Magazine. I always have, and Buzz gives me a subscription every year for Christmas, so I never have to worry about buying it.
Spy versus spy.
Yeah, that's good. And hey, aren't those Mountain Dew commercials like kick-ass, like you really thought?
Yeah, terrific.
Like you thought Spy versus Spy would actually be if they were in real life?
When I was younger, Mad Magazine Spy versus Spy scared me a little bit.
So,
yeah, with the pointy noses.
Weren't they evil?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So she comes in and says, what is it? What is so funny? And then she said, oh my, no, you're not reading Mad Magazine. I said, yes, I am. She said, you can't read Mad Magazine. I said, what do you mean? She said, Mad Magazine's like a comic book. I said, no, it's not.
You're not allowed?
Well, no, her point was,
it's not something you read.
You read a magazine like, for my term, she dumbs it down. You read a magazine like Sports Illustrated.
Oh, Time.
Okay. You read a magazine like Time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it.
But anyway, I read Mad, and it was funny, and it was something about the Dave Price, the guy that we used to watch on the Fox station in New York.
Okay.
Where they called him a funny name. And there was something funny about our former friend, Lisa Remedy. That I thought was equally funny. And
wonderful.
And a nice drawing of Leah Remedy. So I had to call Rob and just say, hey, I am reading this Mad magazine. And I am laughing always.
That's great.
And Frieda said that was a new low moment. Not in our relationship.
Good.
Just a new low moment in her continuing scale of evaluation of me as a person.
So it was another disappointment.
It was, but not a major disappointment.
Right, right.
It was just a throwaway. She just said, well, that's...
But it could not have been a shock, right? You've been reading Mad Magazine for years.
Yeah. Oh,
always.
No.
So she wasn't really shocked. She was just, once again, just a, you know...
Disappointed.
Yeah. Just disappointment.
Disappointment with me.
Expected disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if she was expecting to be disappointed last night.
Right.
But when she came in...
she wasn't surprised.
She knew... First off, she knew if I was laughing on the telephone with Rob, it was something that she wouldn't find funny.
Yes.
That's the first thing that she knew.
Right.
Although, you know, she did actually help our conversation. She did find a good restaurant.
Oh, that's true. We got to go there.
That we're going to go to with Rob and Carrie. My wife found a restaurant in one of the... one of the magazines she reads that doesn't have pictures in it, like Spy versus Spy.
Right.
A very good German-themed restaurant in D.C.
very exciting.
But, I mean, like, hardcore German.
Yeah, really. Very, very German. But I think even you have come to expect that, you know, the name Rob Spiewak always heralds disappointment from Mrs. Source. And I think everyone's okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've grown accustomed to it.
So she... and I'm making too much out of this because she laughed about it. You know, she laughed. She said, you have a good time reading your Mad Magazine?
Right.
Yes, I am having a good time reading my...
Sometimes, you know, cops that tune with
reading,
you a little
reading
bit.
Reading my Mad Magazine. But as much as I talk about my wife, and I do a lot, but I can't help it.
You've been talking about it because you've been going through an awful lot.
Well, that's only that's Saturday. What's today? What, Thursday?
Right.
So our fight... today's Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we had our fight on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I don't think this is Thursday.
No, it is, Mike.
So... I know we didn't do a show Saturday because we were having the fight, and then Sunday I was still mad. Mm. So it's only Monday and Tuesday, and I kind of lowballed it yesterday, which was Wednesday. So I'm doing good on this.
Good.
And let me...
No, wait. I don't want to contradict anybody, but I believe we did the show on Saturday. This is Tuesday today.
No, today's Thursday.
Okay, all right.
Today's Thursday.
Migraine.
8:26:04.
Whatever.
However, no matter what I say about my wife, I want to just say something. I heard in the 2 to 3 hour here on WJFK, they run tapes.
Yes.
Of the what they call, this is funny, the best of Don and Mike.
Sure is. Oh, the best of.
Anyway.
God.
I do have to say that I listened to the segment because it was about Patty Heaton.
Ah.
It was when we were fighting.
I heard a little of that.
It was when we were fighting with her, and it was some really, really good quality stuff. Well, I want to thank... this is a good time to point out. Even when I'm saying this stuff about my wife, understand this.
Oh, yeah.
I love her, and she loves me, and we're partners forever together.
Right.
And there's no way around that. She's my soulmate, and vice versa. And whenever I think that she's just too bitchy or controlling, that I can't stand her, all I should do is look at a picture of Patricia Heaton.
Yes.
Now... I want to thank Julie Fulman, another one of the wonderful people here on the second floor.
Our next-door neighbor.
Right, Julie Fulman, who bought a copy of the Patty Heaton book for us. She gave this to me a couple of weeks ago, and she mentioned, as she gave me the paperback copy of Patricia Heaton's new book, that she waited for months to buy it for us because she was waiting for the price to drop.
Inevitably did.
First, she waited for the hardback price to drop.
Right.
Then when it came out on paperback, she waited for that, and incidentally, started out at $11.95, then marked down to $8.95, $6.95, $5.95.
Right.
Julie Fulman finally went for it at $4.
That's just about the time you can find it in the drugstore.
$4.
Yeah, in so a bin, in a case.
It's, right. It's a book by...
Not on its side, it's laying down
in
flat.
A pile,
right? It's in a pile.
It's Patty Heaton, mm-hmm. And you know our past with Patty Heaton.
Everybody loves Raymond's wife.
You know, there are not... Listen, I want to say this. We don't have stars on this show. This is not a star-driven show. We don't have Tom Cruise on this show. Mm. We don't have Denzel Washington on this
it's
show.
It's not for lack of trying.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And on the occasion that we do get someone who's famous and is on television, generally it goes great.
Yeah, we get pretty excited about it.
We're so happy to have them on.
Sure.
We had this gal, Patty Heaton, on our show twice. Once in person, where she was cool. Second time on the telephone, where she was just uptight and
awful,
using language that had to be deleted out.
Yeah, she didn't understand what we do.
Anyway, she got so mad, she threatened at the very end to have us fired.
Mm-hmm.
And she called Leslie Moonves, the president of CBS, the guy that we've had on the show since. And,
right.
You know, they ended up telling her, okay, right, we'll fire them. And they didn't do anything. They just said, right. What are you doing? But nevertheless, she just is everything that's wrong with women. And this book, which is now out in paperback, which is called Motherhood in Hollywood, How to Get a Job Like Mine, is enough to make me want to vomit.
I'm sure.
And there was one particular...
What is it called again?
Motherhood and Hollywood. How to Get a Job Like Mine.
Yeah. Well, what a sanctimonious title that is.
And on the cover, of course, she's wearing the cocktail dress, and she's got the yellow rubber gloves on, and she's got a spatula, but she's all fixed up, okay? Yeah.
Isn't that cute?
And she's by a sports car, so it's, you know, yes. For stupid people like me, see if you can understand the contrast.
Good.
Look, she's wearing an evening gown, yet she has on the gloves that
cleaning
indicate
gloves.
She's going to be washing dishes. So, I'm reading through this book when Julie gave it to me, trying to find a really good part, and I stopped on this one.
Good.
Because the whole book is basically how she hates her husband,
mm-hmm.
And how she hates her kids, and how she hates all men, and how
difficult her life is.
Yeah, and how fantastic she is.
Yes, of course.
You know, for instance, I'm just going to pick a page at page 159. Blah, 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 blah. That day started with me luxuriating in a rose petal bubble bath, glass of champagne in my hand, listening to light classical music, smooth jazz. Did I mention my husband in all of this? Yes, he's actually around. And after all the trauma, he ends up miserably holding my handbag in the background while the paparazzi shoot me. I sometimes think he wishes they would. Or him. You know, because he's got it so tough.
Yeah.
Because when she goes on a photo shoot, she brings her husband, who has to stand there and, like, hold her bag while she's doing her, whatever the commercial is.
I sometimes think he'd like to have the paparazzi shoot me, murder me, so that he wouldn't have to put up with this.
So she goes through hundreds of pages in this book, Patricia Heaton, about things that she doesn't like, and then you get to page 172. I figure there's only one thing that I can do. Confess. With this book, I have to be honest. At least this way I will get jump on the people who want to sue me for what I've written. They can't bust me if I bust myself, right? Here goes. So now.
All right, this is a big reveal.
These are the 20 things that Patty Heaton thinks are bad about herself. So what she's doing is she's saying to all those like us, all her detractors,
I'm just too giving.
Here are the things about her that are bad.
All right.
She sniff checks her socks.
Okay, yeah. Right away, I know where
she's
going.
Does she want us to hate her?
Yeah.
She wet the bed until she was 10. She's proud to be an Ogie from Muskogee. She got so drunk in high school at her first co-ed dance, she threw up in the bathroom at St. Augustine's Academy. She still enjoys hitchhiking in hot pants.
Oh, that is the biggest lie
right.
In the world.
She sings Mandy alone in her car. Do you think she sings it like the guy from American Idol?
Why do I think somebody actually wrote this for her?
Oh, Mandy, you came.
The head of Alfredo Garcia is in a bowling ball bag in my front hall closet.
What's that mean?
It means she couldn't think of anything bad about herself.
I got so drunk at Papa Joe's bar on High Street at Ohio State University that four total strangers had to carry me back to my dorm. You know, here's what makes that one good.
Uh-huh.
If you follow it up with, and I And I did it with all of them.
Yeah,
man.
Brought the whole team in.
All four of them, all night.
You guys play for the same team?
Listen, here's something awful she does. She mixes her plaids.
Why don't you come over to the dorm for a GB? Come on over for a GB.
I mix my plaids.
It's a Patty Heaton GB.
PHGB. She washes and rinses, but never repeats. Listen, bitch. Stop this, please.
Oh, my God. BHPD.
Here you go. Here, now, the number 11 thing about her that's so bad.
What is the horrible thing?
She got so drunk last night, she actually had sex with her husband.
Oh, that's nice.
Right.
That's nice.
I told you, I read this book and I get the feeling. Yeah. Why am I complaining about Frida?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we should all be grateful. We should all have pictures of Patricia.
She adds MSG to everything. Uh-huh. She had Willie Nelson's face tattooed onto the left buttock of one of her children.
What?
I don't know if that's a joke or if she's, you know, trying to actually write about herself. Once, as a room service waitress at a fancy New York hotel, I stole the keys to Ray Charles' tour bus and drove my entire acting class to Fort Lauderdale. Now, that's a lie.
No. She's one. Okay, and Buzz is absolutely right. She did this.
Now,
she's writing this because she couldn't find anything bad about herself.
Here's what I believe. After my first C-section, I went an entire week without showering.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Okay,
sure.
We believe.
Yeah, sure.
We believe that one.
Maybe other times.
This one I also agree is probably true. I throw away my kids' art projects immediately. You know that one probably happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice, Johnny.
Very nice. I'm going to tear it up.
Then you have...
Don't put it near the Emmy.
That last California earthquake was totally her fault. So that's like one of her gag ones.
Oh, God. Wow.
Then you have... Her favorite, this is a guilty pleasure, her favorite TV show now and always has been Cops.
This is a woman who was really hit by the lucky stick, too, because really, you're listening to the writings of a woman who's really just not a funny person.
And then finally, the last thing that she wants people to her detractors to know about her is that she always picks the longest line at the grocery store so she'll have time to read the tabloids cover to cover. Right.
Whatever.
Let me see. There's plenty of other stuff.
Well, it's true. I believe that's true because it's all about her.
There's plenty of other stuff I did, and when you find out what those things are, let me know, because I want to make sure you heard it here first.
Oh, Patty.
She is just...
Wow. Patty Heaton. Oh.
She is just about...
You're so controversial.
About the... What is this? Let me... You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read the first page and the last page of this book.
That is one lucky publisher to land that book.
Sound and paperback.
A lucky publisher for a lucky lady.
Okay, hold on. Boy, there is a long intro on this thing. My childhood, where did it all go, right? What is this? Yeah. So if you've been good enough not only to have bought this book, but have even read it to the last page, I have one piece of advice for you. Close this book, get up out of your chair, and go hug your nearest family member. Life is so precious.
Mm.
One more piece of advice.
Oh.
You might want to brush your teeth before you hug anyone. You probably have book breath. Thanks, Patricia Heaton.
Shut up.
I know it's been a long time, and I promise I won't set off any alarm. Buzz, do you have a lighter on you?
Yeah, I do.
Bring it over here.
I think it's time. We haven't done it in a long time.
It's time for a book burning.
Absolutely.
You know, generally speaking...
You can't do this.
I know we can't. I can at least set it on fire.
That book gave me a migraine.
There you go. Right here.
Maybe I knew he was going to do that. That's why I got one, Buzz.
There we go. And ages. There you go. All right.
There we go.
Now, let me see if I can actually get the sound of this thing. Oh, hold on. It just went out.
Did you just drop the lighter in the...
In the garbage.
In the garbage?
It would be just like her to write a fireproof book.
Hold on. It'll catch. Here we go.
That paper's going to go up quick.
Now let me turn the microphone up all the way to see if you can hear this.
Turn it over.
Hold on.
So it burns upward.
That's
you have to do it like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
There you go. Burn.
Now turn it this way. Nope, other way, other way.
Yeah, like that.
There you go.
Yeah, so now, creep up the page.
Now is it?
Yep, that's where you do it.
Can we hear
there
that?
There we go. There you go. You got it now.
Listen to it burn.
It's not like wood.
No sound, really.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Wonderful. That smells good.
It does. Yeah.
I like the smell of burning book,
especially when it's hers.
Delightful. Delightful. It's the best burning we've ever done.
There you go. So that's Patty Heaton's book, and thank you very much.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you very much for the book, Julie. That was wonderful of you to get that and bring that in for us.
And I think we got a lot out of it. That's all we needed to read is like one page and then the front cover.
And then we burned it.
Yeah. And, you know, really, there was really no need to read any of it.
No, of course
it really was. It was totally, totally worthless.
And if I could just say this, I know she's at work right now, so it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
Honey, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, isn't that nice?
You're crazy, but you're not as crazy as Patricia Eaton.
No.
So you're okay with me.
Absolutely.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, we got a break for the cow sills, for goodness sakes. Hello.
And then I knew I would hate her, hate her, hate her.
I know. I'll tell you why this guy's funny.
Uh-huh.
Not only is he talking about Patricia Heaton, but he's doing it to the theme of The Rain, The Park, and Other Things by the Cow Sills.
I love that.
Wow. Nice transition. Well, you're going to enjoy the next segment, then.
Yeah. This is the song. Can you hear this on the over the phone line?
Oh, yes.
Okay, when it gets to the hook, sing the part that you just made up about Patricia Heaton. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Just the caller.
I knew
that I would
hate her every
day.
Yeah.
That's
fantastic. That's good. That is so good. Hold on. We got to give you a prize. Hold on. Where are you calling from?
Sacramento, sorry.
Right, don't be sorry.
Hey, you know, you raised the stock price for Sacramento.
KHTK, good call. Enjoy your $20 Tower Records gift card, Tower Records, Tower.com, essential to your collection. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hold the line. We got a break. We'll be right back with the cow sip.
Yay!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And the newsletter's just about ready to go out. All I need now is the Hank Stutz column.
Okay. Oh, right. Right. Mm-hmm.
No.
Thoughts. It's October. And we all know what that means. If Princess Di were here, I'd tell her, hang in there. Kill for a dreamsicle right now. Now, maybe it's me, but I think Sharon Gless should be on TV every night.
Right, Hank.
If I had my druthers, there would be no more world hunger.
Call that the Lady Di.
Couple more.
I sure do miss the cow sills. That mini-skirted mom sure was sexy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hi, we're back, and I just want to say this segment... It's all about me.
Uh-huh. You're a Cow Sills fan.
I am. I'm not going to yell at Beth Ann. I'm not going to yell at Rob and say, come on, book me some guests. Rob said that we're going to have one of the Cow Sills on the phone.
Bob Cow Sill.
Bobby Cow Sill. I like to call him. All of them have Y's on the...
Bobby
the,
Billy.
No, he's Bob Cow Sill. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how's it going? That was funny.
What's happening, dude?
Have you ever heard the... did you hear the Hank Kingsley thing about the Cow Sill?
I did hear it.
Oh, that's good. Have you ever heard it before?
You can't talk about my mother that way.
The Cow Sills... the Cow Sills were the original Partridge Family. I mean, except they did it in real life.
Right.
They really had hit records and...
Bob, how many were you in the Cow Sills? How many family members were actually performed?
Well, if you line up all our records, it goes from 5 to 7 to 4. It depends on... there's 7 children, but our mom was always there.
Now, there's so many things I want to ask you, keeping in mind that I could talk to you, but I'm doing a radio show that they tell me like 3 to 6 million people are listening to, and I don't know if they want to hear my questions about production values on The Rain, The Park, and other things. So
You're a Turbo fan.
Well, you never know. They might be interested in that.
Then here's your Cow Sill top 4. You've got We Can Fly. And then I like Indian Lake, and especially because it's so politically incorrect now, you cannot play it on the radio. Now it's like, let's go to Indian Lake. It's a place you give me. And they go,
I have the same reaction to that as I do with Peter Pan now, the old Disney animated thing, the same thing.
You know, I didn't know until today that you were coming on the show. I completely forgot that
they did hair.
I forgot that completely.
Oh, yeah, that was the biggest and the last.
Was that your biggest hit?
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened, before we talk about your brother Billy and the benefit, what happened with you guys back in the day? I think, were you on like one of those VH1 shows or one of those MTV shows with, or was it E or whatever happened to, or the story of the Cowsills?
Over the years, we've done a number of shows in terms of Where Are They Now? We've never really done like Behind the Music or anything in depth. We're kind of private in that way right now. But
yeah, I had seen you guys on something where you're actually like you are now. You were low-key. But I do know that, didn't they come to you, didn't ABC come to the Cowsills with the Partridge Family, and then they screwed you guys in the last second?
Well, that's a harsh interpretation. And some people have that interpretation, but when they came to us to do that show, at the time they arrived, we were doing okay, all right? We had hair out. We had the number one record. We're living in Santa Monica at a house with a tennis court and a pool. We recorded and we toured. Now, to teenage guys, that's enough work.
Yeah.
So they come to us with a TV show proposition we thought was neat and everything. We understood it. And the main issue was that Shirley Jones, this was a Shirley Jones vehicle. She was going to be the mother of whatever kids they brought in.
Yeah.
And they were going to bring us in. Once they met us, they realized that because they caught us in 70, 71, this is sort of toward the end of our ride and the beginning of theirs. So when they saw us, this isn't what they had in mind, obviously, for their cute little kids.
But the Partridge Family, that the show itself, was based on your family, correct?
Yeah, it was based on our family, and we were going to star in it. But the starring in it fell through, so they took the story. Our record producer, Wes Burrell, Tony Romeo, they wrote and produced Indian Lake. So they took that team with them. And they wrote and produced "I Think I Love You" by the Partridge Family. They had a big old hit.
Yeah. So listen. So really,
and you guys, even though it was based on you, you guys got no money out of it.
I know it's.
I'm still in therapy and partridges.
I was gonna say, dude. Here's the thing. Even though it's 30 years ago, if you get in the car and you hear the beginning of "I Think I Love You," do you like just start pounding the dashboard and go, you know, God damn, that's mine? Because it was your people, right? It was your group of musicians.
That's true, but if I still was pounding the dashboard, I would be in therapy.
Yeah.
It's like they had a good show, and honestly, as the kids in the group, we were thrilled that they passed by on us, only because we weren't interested in doing a daily TV show grind. We wanted to tour and record all the time.
So what happened when you guys, when the Cowsills went, and I mean, like, lost all your money? What happened there?
Well, that wasn't very good. I mean, when the Partridge Family, thank God for the Partridge Family, they kept our name in the print and the press for years after we were done. But basically what happened was when the group broke up, it kind of fell apart when Dad tossed Bill from the band and the family. Dad and Bill had a little misunderstanding, and it was kind of serious, and we were leaving for a tour on a Sunday morning. Hair was number one. We were going out to Purdue to start a tour, and we had this big eruption at home, and the bottom line was Bill did not get on the plane. He was gone from the group, gone from the family, and that was the end.
Now, this thing with your dad, is this anything like Brian Wilson's dad?
Yeah, it's that kind of thing, but you know, Dad, he was tough. He was from the military. Ours was the military issue, and he had seven kids, and, you know, they were very young when they got married, and he brought in the my way or the highway kind of approach to raising kids, which is good until guys turn around 14 to 16.
You know, I'm reading here that Billy, who's in recovery for long-term drug and alcohol addiction, obviously he's had his problems, his share of problems, and my question to you would be, when you look back, you know, and so many kids that are child stars in whatever business they're in, you know, whether they're a movie
genre,
TV, it doesn't really matter. Do you have any regrets for it, or do you not regret the experience? Would you, if you had to do it all again, would you do it again?
I do it again, of course. No regrets at all. Everything's great. Because in your life, everything adds up to where you are now, and if you're happy with where you are now, you're okay with where you've been.
Right.
But would we do it differently? Oh, of course. I think the biggest problem with most of the young kids and young stars, even today, despite the laws that are there to protect them, those laws can fail so easily.
But, dude, I just have to ask you something. When you guys were really on top of it,
mm-hmm.
didn't it kind of ruin the buzz that your mom was in the band? You know what I mean? I mean, if you went out to do a concert...
As a teenager, that's a good question.
Yeah, yeah. You're out
to
do
it. What happened, when we were in high school, it was four brothers. And we got signed to Mercury Records. We put out a few records that, you know, regionally did okay, but nothing real big to hold on to us, so they dropped us. Now, we had run into Artie Kornfeld at Mercury Records as a producer, and he had the Rain the Park and other things. So we went in and recorded that without a label. I was in the 11th, 12th grade. At that point, they took our mom and put her in our band then. And, of course, yeah, I mean, we're teenage guys. We're like, you're putting who in the band?
Yeah, right, your mom.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, think about it. It's not a TV show. It's real life. These guys, this family, they're having hit records. They're going out and doing concerts. They're looking at chicks in the crowd, mm-hmm. and their mom is up on stage with them.
Did you guys sneak around a lot?
That's the only way you got around with
it. Yeah. Well, let me just
say. You're so low-key. I love this guy.
I am a Cal Sills fan. Go ahead and stone me if you wish. I'll tell you this. I also know da-da-da-da-da, Love American Style.
Right? They did that, too?
That's the Cal Sills singing that,
Jeez,
too.
I had no idea.
No, yeah. Honestly, we were involved back then in a few things that were, for the time that we were happening, very unique in terms of doing a theme song for Love American Style. That was kind of unique. They weren't seeking out pop artists to cover these things.
When you guys used to tour, I just have a very quick question, because
Mike, I got a second of this. Jimmy just...
What's up?
Okay. Yeah. Because not a lot of people know it's a Cal Sills.
I am seriously, Bob, I am learning as I go along here, okay?
That's okay.
Don is an absolute nutso fan for the Cal Sills. But I'm learning. My question to you, when you guys would tour, did you recreate these songs and do a stand-up job of it as far as if they'd go see you perform live, you'd sound just like this? Because, I mean, it sounds so well-produced.
It is.
Well, we were very good live, a very good live band. And to this day, we are, even though we've only reconvened three times in 35 years.
Only three times in 35 years.
Hold on.
I am learning all this and kind of blown away by this.
Anyway.
You know, when you're with a family and a business, when the family and the business break up, it's a little harsher than when if just a business breaks up.
Oh, sure.
And before we talk about the big concert, which we want to hype here for you and give out the website.
Appreciate it.
The Rain the Park and other things. You mentioned some other guy wrote that song.
Right.
Have you heard or have you seen the commercial? I think it is for Best Buy, where it's got a like Pinocchio comes into Best Buy, mm-hmm. and it's a marionette.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to the girl, can I have a wireless laptop? And she says, of course you can. And then when he realizes, get the gag, he's a marionette, that he can go wireless, a song starts that sounds just like this. And it has pictures of, like, Toy Story animation of this guy. But it goes all the way up to the part where the hook starts, and then it, like, just does a left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
The first 15 seconds...
But they might be ripping them off.
It's a rip-off of your song. Mm-hmm. And I thought
And people have called me about that and asked if I heard it. They've also used the Rain the Park and other things in a Claritin commercial in Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey. That song... We appreciate that song in terms of its timelessness. If you talk about hair, you've got a timepiece there, a timestamp in history. But the Rain of the Park and other things to us, even when we recorded it, even though we didn't have a label, even though they put our mother in our rock and roll band, we still thought it was a good record. And, of course, as fate would have it, now we have a big million-selling hit, and we're stuck with Mom in our rock
and roll. And here's a little bit of... this is a part of hair that the radio stations would cut off.
Many of them thought the intro was a little long-winded, so they would cut it off. You're right.
Yeah. And as you can see, it was a hard one to hit if you talked it up.
Yeah, you can't feel it.
Why I'm a hairy guy. Now watch how scary I am with my Cal Sills stuff. You produced this song, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Good job.
This is first one we ever played the instruments on and did it all ourselves. And the reason is because we were just recording it to lip sync it on a TV special. We had been asked to do a TV special at the end of the tour.
Ain't that something?
They sent us this Broadway version of it. We'd not heard of it really. Said, just go in and record a version quickly so you can lip sync it on the show. We want to put you in wigs and have you goof around.
Here we go.
But, yeah, that sounds fun. So we recorded it on our own. It was fun. Sent it to MGM. They sent it back to us, said it wasn't the Cowsills, doesn't sound like the Cowsills, and we're not putting it out.
Dan?
Shows with Dana.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my dad?
Can you tell me? Oh, here's the great part. The brand new.
Give me a head with hair. Long, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Shiny.
He couldn't stop hearing that song.
That was great. Back
my dad. Yeah. What year was here? Like 69? Was that
good? Yep,
yeah.
Okay, so I'm 11 years old.
Yep.
My dad generally liked the Cowsills because, you know, I would bring home the album covers and the Stones and the Beatles he would flip out about.
Right.
The Cowsills, well, here is a happy family, good looking family. Mm-hmm. I swear to Christ, I remember one day we're in the car and it's like, turn off that. That is disgusting. That is a song that is all about long hair and free love. And I said, Dad, it's the Cowsills. And that was the day that the Cowsills were banned in my home.
Even with the mother in the group.
Even with the mother.
Wow.
Even with the mother. Hey, listen, hold on a second. The benefit for Billy. Now, listen to the lineup for this thing. You have the, and I don't know how you get these eclectic people. It's the Bangles.
Yep.
The real Bangles.
Uh-huh.
Walk like an Egyptian girls.
Right. Yep.
Then it's Shirley Jones of the Partridge Family.
Leave that.
And then it's the Cowsills all getting together to do a concert to benefit Billy Cowsill.
Yeah, Bill's not doing well up in Canada. He's just had a bunch of surgeries and emphysema. He's too old for 56, but our mom died at 56, so there's obviously a gene in the family. But the Bangles are on board. You know, my brother John, our drummer, he married Vicki Peterson, so we're... Our families got combined by marriage this past year.
There you go. Congratulations.
No, it sounds like you're going to have a good time with this concert.
Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to meet Mama Partridge. Are you kidding? We've never met.
Oh, really?
Mama Partridge.
Wow. For information on this event, it's at the El Rey box office. Go to www.thelrey.com.
And I tell you, we also at Cowsill.com, we have a link to everything you need. There's a banner there you can click on. You can find everything you need about this thing at Cowsill.com.
Cool. All right, man. Well, listen, it was a pleasure to talk to you. Yeah, hold on a second. Good luck with your brother.
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay. All right, hold on.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Here's the very laid back Bob Cowsill.
He's a cool guy. Yeah.
They're a cool band. Sitting in the room. I mean, their music was like, kind of like Spanky and Our Gang.
Yes. Completely commercial.
You know, kind of that faggy folk pop junk, but it's
well produced.
I knew.
And I don't know why, and I'm dating myself, obviously, by saying this, but the thing that impresses me the most is the Love American style. I had no...
You didn't know that?
Who would know that?
I knew that.
Yeah, you're the only one. Rob, you're the only other one.
Yeah. And the guy on the phone knew it.
Well, because he sang it.
Okay.
Anyway, can I hear that one more time?
Yeah. Love America?
Just one more time.
Sure. Yeah.
Just really, what do you want to talk about? A television show. The theme song. I mean, this is about as good as it gets.
The Cowsills. Oh, this one's hair.
Yes.
See, that's a hard one to hit when you're a disc jockey.
Very hard.
So a lot of times they would just make it a cold start.
He was a charming guy, but there was a certain Artingerness to him, wasn't there?
Yeah, he was very mellow.
My mom in the band.
Listen to this.
Joe.
This is one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best TV themes ever done.
Yep.
Do you remember the words?
Come. And on a star-spangled night, my love will be. You can rest your head on my shoulders. Buzz?
Early
light, my love.
Rob?
I will defend your right to try.
Everybody.
Love
America.
There was something about that TV theme that was, and Joe Artinger stepped in here.
Hi, Joe.
I just wanted to say that I've been to the El Rey. And it's a fantastic place to see a show, so everybody goes.
Where's the El Rey, Joe? Where's it located?
Well, it's kind of in Westwood, sort of outside of Hollywood.
Just outside of Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
You a fan of the Cow Seals, Joe?
Yeah. I had a Cow Seals drum set when I was a kid.
Cool.
All right, good.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe. All right, see, there you go. There's the guy from the Cow Seals.
And for a good chunk of our listening audience that right now is going, what the F are they talking about?
Yeah, well,
you know, bear with us, okay? Just humorous. And I found this because I am not a Cow Seals fan. I had no idea that they did the stuff that they did. It's a strange group because they're so... It's all over the place.
You know what it is for you? It's Love American Style, which validated them as artists for you.
It totally validated them. It really did.
Anyway, they had good-sounding pop records, and I couldn't imagine going out on tour with my mother.
Ugh. No. That'd be horrible.
Yuck. The worst.
How could that, you know, I mean, I'm sorry for Billy and the drugs and everything like that, but can you imagine? I mean,
no wonder.
I mean, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike. Hey, Don, I got a quick question for you regarding the Cow Seals.
Yes.
I heard a long time ago that Springsteen first recorded with the Cow Seals, and since you're the Cow Seals expert, is that true?
I think that has to be an urge. And listen, don't paint me as a Cow Seals expert. I'm a fan. I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I would say that that's an urban legend.
It would almost have to be because they were West Coast based and he was East Coast based, so I don't think it would happen.
Bruce Springsteen sang with the Cow Seals?
Well, I don't think so.
I heard that he had recorded with them. That was the first band he ever recorded with, but nothing they did was ever released.
Rob, call him back right now. Just ask him that question. Okay.
What are you going to tell me that, you know, Mick Jagger sang with the Letterman?
Just call him back real fast. Not even on the air. Just ask him if he ever... You got the number there?
I do somewhere. Here it is.
You got it? Okay.
There is a connection, I think.
Oh, you're looking it up on the web, Buzz?
Right.
You Googling him?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Do you know the band The Polyphonic Spree?
Okay, can I just say something right now? Join me Saturday morning for All Things Donnie, and we can discuss this, okay?
Hey, Donnie, I won your Donnie Countdown, the last one you
okay.
ever gave.
All right,
and
okay.
You had a ton of great records.
Okay, radio guy, or radio fan.
Radio fan,
I got you. Listen, I'm just concerned that any more conversation about...
Brian Wilson is God!
Okay, you're right about that, but we have to hang up now.
Love you!
Goodbye. You're out of here.
There you go.
Our phones have just exploded. Is it true that Bruce Springsteen recorded first with the Cow Seals? No, not true.
Not true! Urban legend.
There is a producer who was apparently common to them and to Springsteen and to Orleans. Rob's getting an update.
Who's the producer, Buzz?
I'm looking for the name here again. Chuck Plotkin.
Chuck Plotkin.
Does that ring a bell?
Is that what the guy on the phones is saying?
So Bruce stole your producer, but he gave you a song in exchange?
There's the connection.
Very cool.
Talking to him.
Thank you, Bob.
So what did he say?
See you. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, they did share a producer. Bruce was sorry he stole their producer, so he gave them a song to record called Rendezvous. And, of course, we all know what that
is. Worked out great for him.
So,
well, the producer obviously had his act together.
So Bruce Springsteen's producer, or the Cow Seals?
The producer for the Cow Seals ended up being the producer for Bruce Springsteen. And when he moved on to produce records for Bruce Springsteen, Bruce Springsteen wrote a song for the Cow Seals. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. He also produced Orleans.
Called, hey, you know what? I just I got a migraine and I got that.
Yeah, all right.
Rendezvous.
No.
John Council recorded it.
We will be right back. That was Council. That was on me. We will be back.
Bags. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Guilty.
It was a celebration tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was taunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that.
Not in my Jerry!
I didn't understand you, sir. Right the first time. I think, oh, beautiful. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Here they are again.
the cow sills.
There they go.
Forget it, man, and get with the cow sounds. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
Right, right.
Possibly crooked.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Station break. Here we go. In Iowa City, Iowa. KC.
JJ.
Salt Lake City. K-A-L-L. Tampa Bay. 1010. WBZZ. And...
is that bothering you?
No.
Pittsburgh.
No, not. I don't mind hearing...
W-U-R-P.
I don't mind anything when you play cow hat. Or fog sill.
Fog sills.
I sure do like the cow hat.
Ryan Seacrest's hairstylist is here.
Oh, good. What is his name?
Dean Banowitz.
Are you going to let him cut your hair?
Sure. Why not? I cut it myself last time.
I mean, I'd like to. The first thing I want him to do is give you an assessment of of what he thinks of your hair.
And I'm ready. I've not gone to see a regular guy for a haircut in. I don't know. It's since we were off for the 4th of July.
I think he should assess all of us.
I think that I would. I'm so happy with my hair now.
Girls, excuse me.
Yeah.
I have the problem hair today.
Excuse me, though. I mean, it's nothing wrong with him commenting on the look. Nobody's going to get their hair cut. If it's going to be all you. It's going to be all you.
Rob just wants him to look at my head to look for hair color.
How about just a word?
See, but here's the thing. What's he going to say about Rob's hair?
Beautiful.
What's he going to say about your hair?
Phenomenal.
What's he going to say about your hair?
Died.
I'm only picking myself because he's going to look at me and it looks like a dead animal on your head.
No.
He's going to say it looked like...
that animal lives.
Look like some retarded guy. Buzz, are you over?
Yes.
Are you okay toweling off?
I'm fine, yes.
Buzz is just using a little moisturette towel.
Are you okay?
Listen, I'm fine.
Are
I
you feeling
be
all
better.
Right?
I couldn't feel better.
You're not getting anything, are you?
No,
you're not coming down with something, are you?
I'm fine.
God damn, they're dropping like flies around me today.
No. I'm doing fine. I'm not sweating.
Does Buzz's hair look lighter?
Lighter than what?
I'm not kidding.
Fuller.
Lighter than yesterday it does.
I think it does. I mean, I'm sorry but you called attention to it. Now I'm looking at it.
If you wouldn't mind, maybe we could compromise and at least have him start just analyzing Buzz's hair.
That's fine. And if he chooses to move on, otherwise, I don't want to infringe on your segment. People come in to do something just for me, I understand. And when Tom Gavin comes in here to be massaged, I don't want you stepping in.
I just want a good haircut.
Right.
That's all I want. But I've got questions about Buzz's hair as well. And,
well, it does remind me of what really would, in my opinion, be the gayest segments on a regular basis that we ever did on the show.
What?
When Rob used to cut your hair.
That's true.
There was nothing that will ever touch that as far as the level of supreme gayness. That was, that we were all...
You know, it was not gay, it was lazy.
And not that there's anything wrong with that. No, I don't think you're motivated. It's just that the way it came across.
No, listen,
time.
You know me.
What was gayer than that is after it, when we continued doing it off the air.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Perhaps
that's
even gayer.
I usually find my way out of the studio.
I must leave.
TBS. Total body shaving.
Yes.
We always say to each other, you want some TBS tonight?
He did it all.
That's right. People think we'd be talking about watching Ted Turner.
No, it's not that. And then eventually it got to where, you know, you'd let me know in advance so I could melt the wax.
But was it always necessary to put on the record Smooth Operator when you're...
Always.
Always.
I can't focus without Chardet.
Chardet. And how many times did we argue and I said, it's Sadie.
I said,
and
no,
you
it's
kept saying,
Chardet.
No, it's Chardet.
It's Chardet.
All right, so first we'll ask Dean about Ryan and all about American Idol.
Sure.
And then he'll cut my hair. And tomorrow on the show, from the Sharpie 500 in Bristol, big NASCAR race, we're hoping to get...
Is that named after the thing you like to write with?
That's right. And tomorrow we'll have on the show Mr. Sharpie.
Yay.
How about that?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's important to the show.
That's right.
I know his first name.
What's his first name?
Mark.
Mark. Sure.
Mark. Oh, get it, because it's a marker?
Right.
Right. Okay, Chris. Tom Likas was beat up.
Yes.
Mentioned this at the beginning of the show.
Yes. Thanks, Rob.
Did that help? Help your migraine,
that
Mike?
That set me back a few steps there.
Mark!
I do have details now about the disc jockey that got beat up. Tom Likas.
It's not funny, no.
Tom Likas. Attacked in Seattle.
Oh, dear.
Kicked in the face outside a bar.
Rob is spitting at the seams.
Beside himself.
Oh,
You see, Mark is a funny name.
See, certain disc jockeys, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain the way this works. There's friendly competition with so many other radio performers, and then there are ones that we just don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we don't care for him, and he doesn't care for us.
Oh, well.
He's the reason that we're not on the station in Seattle anymore, because I think we had the ultimate wherewithal to say, how come you're only running 3 hours of our show when you know, instead of running 4 hours, when you're running 3 hours of his show? His show stinks. He ended up calling Joel Hollander, the president of our network, and he called us in and said, hey, you know, knock it off. Stop talking about this guy.
Right. So there's a motive connected to us.
So we ended up getting canceled in Seattle, which is why I might as well admit it. We hired the thugs.
No, stop it.
To beat up Tom Likas. But
they wouldn't take our money.
Yeah. They wouldn't take the money. They said we had planned on beating him up anyway.
We had nothing to do with it.
But it's still weird that he would take the time between meals to complain to the boss, isn't it?
Oh. Right.
So here's the deal. Tom Likas was attacked in Seattle. Kicked in the face outside a bar.
Oh, wow.
3:45 a.m. Monday morning outside the Five Point Cafe and Bar in the alley behind the cafe. Okay, first, Mr. Stardust Jockey, you know, listen. What are you doing at 3:45 a.m. on Monday morning at a bar? Okay.
Yeah, well, see, I'm going to cut him a little slack on that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, Mike. According to the police report, Tom Likas went outside of the alley because he wasn't feeling well.
Sometimes when you stay up really, really late,
yeah,
you get a migraine.
anyway, he wasn't feeling well when three listeners confronted him. Mm. One said, I called your show once, and you called me a derogatory word. You had no right to do that. And I'm sure that's just how the listener said it, incidentally.
Right.
Then Likas, according to the police report, went back to his downtown Seattle hotel after the attack.
He must have, I mean, we're not getting all the details on this, and it sounds to me, when I heard it the first time,
bruise on his right eye and a cut that required 17 stitches.
Sounded to me like maybe he gave the guy a little lip.
Yeah,
he said something.
Security cameras recorded the assault. We have a call in to KING-TV in Seattle. They're the TV station that has the Wario.
Wario.
So we'll let you know what happens. But once again, you know, right here, from my ticker. Cool. You know, best of luck, Tom.
Call if his condition worsens.
Too bad that you got beaten up.
Godspeed.
Too bad you got beaten up and kicked in the face by your listeners. But good luck, and when he wakes, give him a cherry pie.
Well, you know, as we've always said, when you're mean to people, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's why in 20 years of doing this show, we have, to the best of my knowledge, we have never really been mean to anyone.
Kind.
So
yes,
that is why we run to our cars every night.
We do.
Incidentally, Mike, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
You're the all-time winner. You're the all-time...
Your dust is gone.
You are the all-time winner by the time... Now, everybody's ready to go at showtime, because we got to switch the studio over for Ron and Fez.
Right. We got
to
get out of here.
We got to get our junk all packed up. Everybody's got their computers and all their bags ready. I take 1 second at the end of the show, literally 1 second, say goodbye to Rob, goodbye to Beth Ann. Buzz and I walked down. Last night, as we were making our way through the lobby,
right,
I said to Buzz, I said, God damn that, Mike. Look, he's already at the stoplight.
I know.
You are already all the way at the stoplight. Wow.
I'm so proud of that. I really am.
That's good.
And I hate it when if you guys catch me, like, walking down the hallway for some reason, you know.
Like that.
If I have to be polite enough to just sit there and walk, you know, and it just is, it holds me up.
I know.
And I really pride myself on getting out of it. And I've done that since we did a morning show.
Now, let's be honest, and this is exactly the reason that we're terrified that there will be listeners down there wanting to kick us and give us...
Well, there was one time.
17 stitches in our face.
There was one time, and it was funny.
It was one guy.
Yeah, it was the one guy. You don't deal with that, and that's why... You know, well, that's why we have those people.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Tom Likas beat up. That's the headline.
Yeah.
They had a problem at Logan International on Monday as well. Not only was Tom Likas beaten up on Monday, but the beautiful Beatrice Arthur also had a problem.
Really?
At the airport.
Who did she beat up?
and the difference, of course, between B. Arthur and a shoe.
The greatest joke in the world.
You could eat a shoe if you had to. she got caught. She's getting on a plane, and they're giving her the old once-over, she's got a pocket knife in her purse.
As she always does, I'm sure.
Now, Here is now. These are not made up quotes. These are quotes from security people at Boston's Logan International Airport. Uh-huh. She started yelling that the knife was not hers. And then, here's a smart thing to yell when you're in a crowded airport and they've just found a knife in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
The terrorists put it there.
I'm going to.
I'm going to. I'm going to quote her exactly now. It says she was screaming.
Ooh.
It's not mine. The terrorists put it there. The terrorists. The terrorists. The terrorists. And once she got through all of this and was boarding the plane, she screamed, "We're all doomed!"
Oh, oh my God!
Yeah.
I kill her,
baby.
And they still let her fly?
Ladies on the council. Yeah, they let her fly.
All right, Maud.
And furthermore, whatever this airline is.
You're frightening the customers, Maud.
Mike, you go to Boston. You ever heard of an airline named Cape Air?
What is it?
Cape Air?
Cape Air. I think it's a regional airline that serves, like, the Vineyard and places like that.
Okay, so anyway, all these people...
I mean, Martha's Vineyard.
All these people are in the airport, and I see that they got a knife out of her, and she's screaming about terrorists. They let her on the plane anyway. People are pissed that they let her on the airplane. And then Cape Air says they have nothing to say about Beatrice Arthur. They think she's wonderful. And a spokesman says... Miss Arthur was cracking jokes and was quite a character.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
Go figure.
Well, you know, I know that airlines in general, I think, you know, even losing one passenger is too many.
There is so much great stuff about Arnold Schwarzenegger that I want to bring to you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day there's another great story about just how incredibly stupid this guy is.
And just remember, I mean, when you're talking about prime time for the Republican National Convention,
right.
Arnold will be getting the prime slot. Which I just think is the funniest thing in the world.
Now, they're running low on money in California. You know, what state is it?
Right.
What state doesn't have a budget problem?
We don't have any money.
Okay. Arnold, get ready for this.
What do we have?
What you've decided to do is have a giant statewide rummage sale.
Now,
this is what Arnold is calling this. The California garage sale.
The California garage sale will sell all the stuff that we don't need.
Now, it will happen tomorrow and Saturday in Sacramento. And if you don't happen to live in California, you're not listening to us in California, you can go to eBay... And you will be able to buy these items, which have been selected by the governor of California.
Now I'm excited. Share it with us.
Okay. Furniture. Do we need his music already?
Yeah, because that state furniture is always such quality.
Okay, Arnold has selected office furniture. And most of the state-owned furniture, like for government offices,
right.
is made by prisoners now in jails. He's being efficient
right.
that way.
You know it's quality when it's made by inmates.
So, here are some of the items that Arnold has selected.
Personally.
No, it says personally selected
yeah,
by
him. Of course. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. That's what he does.
A 1995 Ford Mustang. This was confiscated in a drug confiscation.
Oh, God. That's going to really make a difference in the entire state.
Also, computers.
Uh-huh. Yes, old computers, which everybody loves.
Expired color film.
Mm-hmm.
Knives. Don't tell Beatrice Arthur. Forklifts. Hold on. Baseball cards.
What?
And 30 pounds of scissors. How great.
Well, the kids going back to school need the scissors.
What a mallet head.
God, how great is that?
I wonder what it'll cost to have this big rummage sale.
Yeah, really.
And his other big item?
What?
Unwanted state property includes aircraft engines. He's going to sell.
I need one of them.
He's going to sell aircraft engines. You people voted for this guy. voted for this guy.
And that's going to take California, you know, out of their doldrums.
They asked Arnold because he's doing this thing with eBay, so he's doing a pub with eBay.
Oh.
You know, how do you think it's going to do? He thinks it's going to make a lot of money. Arnold is disappointed. I've not checked on eBay today. Before I came in to do the show today, the Mustang had a bid of $5,000. On eBay.
What year is it?
It is a 1995 Ford Red Mustang. I also looked. I don't know what it is. When you go to eBay, do the search, put California State Auction.
Put idiot in there.
There was someone had bid on desks.
Right.
There were desks, I think 30 desks.
Oh.
The current bid is $2 each. Laptop computer, I think the top bid, hold on. For the laptop, when at least like at 12:30.
Is that why Alan Limewan was on eBay today?
$20. And incidentally, Arnold wants you to know that you can bargain and haggle with the state of California.
When you said $2, I just saw somebody go running by our window here.
That was Alan.
Yes.
And you know, the weird thing is you don't normally sell scissors by weight.
No. Who wants 30 pounds of scissors?
The thing is, we've got pounds and pounds of the scissors and stuff and the thing.
Too great. So go to eBay and see if you want to buy yourself some California junk.
Their prices are insane.
Now, there are pictures to back up this Britney Spears story. There's stories always about Britney Spears and about how white trashy she is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, if you go to everythingbritney.net and then click on photos, you're going to see a photo of Britney. And then if you go to www.bildt-online.com, you'll see another picture of Britney. See, and eventually when we get Don and Mike, DonandMike'sWebsite.com up
right.
and running, we'll just have a link to these pictures. What these are
including our nudes.
Yeah, well, right. Now, these pictures are not nudes of Britney, but they are pictures of Britney Spears in two separate locations this week, walking out of public restrooms without her shoes on.
Okay.
One of the public restrooms she's walking out of is a skanky mini mart. And
nasty.
And the other one is, hold on a second, the other one is it's in a restaurant. But still, it's a public restroom.
I'm not a doctor, but I think that's how you get the ringworm.
So it's in bare feet. Britney and her white trash fiance. And here's the thing. And she's coming out of...
And is he the ultimate eek the geek or what?
And if you go to everythingbritney.net and click on the photos, the greatest photo is her coming out, and they've got like 8,000 pictures, so it's like a real-time thing where you see her taking step by step.
Mm-hmm.
You see her dirty feet coming out of this public bathroom.
Oh, God.
And you know it's got to be one of those things where you say, can I use the John, and they give you like a tire rim that's got a key attached to it so no one steals it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she gets out of the bathroom and walks to this beautiful drop-dead Mercedes.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, go figure.
Right.
The girl's got the dirtiest feet in the world.
That's disgusting.
God knows. I mean, I can't imagine the prize that I would offer to the person, if I was to say, to walk barefoot through the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, the main bathroom here.
One? No.
The bathroom here by the main entrance where Colette sits.
Well, ever since we took the black light in there.
I know.
Remember that? Remember what we saw on the floor?
I do. Oh. Yes, I do.
Horrible.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, really, you could just, like, steam clean that whole place.
Let me see how bad.
I'm not sure steam would kill all the germs.
I don't think it would.
Let me see how bad Joe's doing for money.
Hello?
Hey, hi, B.A.
Yeah?
This question is not for you. This is not a woman question.
We wouldn't ask you to do what we're going to ask Joe now. It's too horrible.
Is Joe there?
That's a lot of money, right?
Well, hold on.
No, we might have a little negotiation in the running.
Would you walk into the men's room? Now, you know, there'd be no guys in there, of course, Beth Ann.
I believe it is a walk in the men's room, and then you do a walk into one stall, and then the other stall and out.
You got to stand by the urinal, you got to stand by the regular stall, and you got to stand by the handicap stall. Barefoot. How about $100? What, too high?
Yeah.
Too high? Okay, how about $50?
No, I like the 100. Was 100 too high?
Well, I mean, what would you do it for? Would you do it for 20?
No.
Would you do it
40?
No.
Would you do it for 45?
No.
All right, how about $75?
Split the difference.
No.
100? For 100, would you walk into the men's room at this radio station with your shoes off? Beth Ann?
We'd have a witness, you know.
Can we go in with me, Joe?
Yeah, we could send Joe in.
Sure.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
You do it?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Stand by for action.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Nobody go. Okay, go do it right now.
Do you have the cash on you?
Do we have the cash, Don?
We got to see the money.
Will you take a check, darling?
Hold on.
I'll take it. Is it going to be written in Sharpie?
Yes, written in Sharpie. Hold on. Mike's going to see if he has... I don't have any cash at all on me today. I'm sure we can come up with $100 for you.
I can kick in. I have very little.
Who are you calling, Robbie?
I was going to say, we'll call her cell phone.
Ah.
So we can listen to her go in.
Oh, but one of us, you or Mike or Buzz, or one of us should go in with her.
Is that Van?
Yeah.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I've got cash for you.
You do?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
You never know when you're going to have a gambling opportunity.
So it's $100 for Beth Ann to walk into our bathroom like Britney Spears.
Is it really gross in there?
No, it's beautiful.
It's fantastic. It's not going to be a big deal.
It varies from day to day.
And what you have to do is when you get in there, slide your feet. No, just kidding.
Well, I don't think. I think it's going to be an unnatural.
It'll be a sticky situation.
I think
the feet will slide on their own.
Yes, that's what I think going to happen anyway. All right, well, get on in there.
Okay. Do I hang up and go?
Get right to it.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Call us or go on your cell. Are you calling your cell?
I'm trying to call Joe's cell because he'll escort her.
Okay,
Joe's not answering.
Joe! Hey, Joe! Joe, where's Joe? We want Beth Ann to walk.
Everybody's running around now. What's going on?
Beth Ann is actually going to walk barefoot into our bathroom.
Barefoot?
There she goes.
All on Britney Spears.
Here is Joe. Hi, Joe.
He's on. Howdy.
Howdy, Joe.
All right, Joe, she's ahead of you. Follow her down there. Make sure she does. Give us a little description as to what she's doing.
She's taking off her socks right now. Her shoes are already off right here by Colette's desk.
What color socks, Joe?
They're multicolored. They have snowmen on them.
Mm-hmm.
More Christmas.
More Christmas attire.
She is so crazy with the Christmas clothes.
I think so.
Now, I want to ask you, Mike, was that you that was in there on the last break?
No.
Oh, okay, because somebody lit this place up last break.
Oh, right.
Was that you, Bob?
No, it wasn't, but I remember it well.
Okay, we're right outside the door.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
There's actually a toenail on outside of the hallway right here.
Okay.
Well, that's mine.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Hey, Joan, thanks for asking me that, you hump.
Hey,
okay, Bono.
Put Beth Ann on the phone, please.
Okay. They want to talk to you.
Okay. They're really... Hello?
Hey, B.A.
Hey, there really is a toenail. How did you see that? Is that your toenail, Joe? Okay. It really is.
Are you standing by
that
the...
That is gross, like somebody clipped it?
Are you standing by the urinal?
Yeah, no, I need to make sure there's no guys in there.
Still outside.
All right.
Well, Joe can do that.
Have Joe make sure there's no guys in there.
Okay, go ahead. Go
and
make sure nobody's in there.
Send in the canary.
Anybody in here?
The canary dies.
No.
Oh, you know, he opened it up a real little bit, and I could already see stuff on the floor.
Of course, really? I'm telling you, the guys that work here are absolute pigs. Now, Beth Ann, here's the thing. To get your $100.
You know me, I can't lie. I was in there before.
Oh, and you called Joe a hump.
Yeah, I did. But here's the deal. I was in there, and I did a little business in there, but it was there when I came in. And I swear to God, that is the truth when I went in there.
You Beth weren't Ann, hanging around in
it
there?
It was. I am a courtesy flusher.
Hey, Beth Ann, right. McBride?
Beth Ann,
please walk up to the urinal.
Okay, where is it?
Wait,
right on top of the puddle.
Right.
Oh, that is so gross.
Right as you walk in, it's to your right now.
I think I'm going to throw up.
What I would like to hear is the flush of the urinal, please.
Yes, please. Please to flush the urinal.
She's gagging. It still smells, I'm sure.
It's really
come on.
Gross.
Come on, honey. You have to flush it. All right, good job.
And we're gonna have to flush every single facility in there.
Yeah. Now, while still in your bare feet, please walk to the
gagging.
Please walk.
I have to take my phone because she's about to throw up.
Oh, all right, Joe, put her in front of the regular stall.
Put her
in front of the regular stall.
Hey, I give Beth Ann a lot of credit for this. She's a trooper, money or not.
And then flush.
Now flush.
Something that needs to be done anyway, no doubt.
Number two. Well,
I didn't hear a flush.
We're going to have to put the phone. You know, she's going to have to hold the phone to reflush.
Give her the phone, Joe.
Oh, you have to reflush. They didn't hear it. I'm not giving her the phone because she's gagging.
Give
her the phone, Joe.
Hold it up.
Here, go.
Okay, you ready? So gross.
All right, now the real no man's land. You got to go to the handicap stall.
Yeah, the big one that everybody hangs out in.
Think there's any newspaper hanging on the rail?
I guarantee there's a sports section on the rail. I guarantee it. I've not even been in that bathroom today.
You want to take wagers on that, gentlemen?
Whether there's a sports section in there?
I'll bet a buck. I'll bet a buck that there's a sports section on.
I will say there's
hanging on the handicap rail.
I say there's some sort of newspaper, not necessarily the sports section.
I'll take both of you on. I'll say there isn't.
All right,
Joe.
There is no paper, just toilet paper.
Robbie's the big winner.
Is there any paper on the floor? Any toilet paper?
Nope.
All right, if you would have this, and please.
Any seat covers?
Those are worthless, aren't they?
Oh, those are ridiculous.
Gaskets.
Who the hell thinks those help? So,
all right, here we go with the flush.
Third flush. Very good.
She's done it.
Yes.
Just like Britney Spears. Now, please bring her back in here, but don't put her shoes back on.
Yeah, she has to walk from the bathroom all the way down the hallway in here. Little inspection.
You have to walk all the way back to the studio.
You got
to
do a little dog check.
We do.
Check the dogs.
Is she leaving any footprints?
Nah. You have to delete that out, Joe. I bet it's almost like she has gum on the bottom of her feet. You know what I mean?
Dot,
just that boing,
right.
Boing,
right.
Like almost like flubber.
Right.
Where is she at?
And what she's saying?
Well, hi.
Oh, there he is. There's Joe. All right,
hang up. Joe. Hang up the phone, Joe. Okay, here we go. Hi, Bethann.
Hi.
Hi, BA, if you wouldn't mind. Hey, Mike, would you give up your...
She has very, very petite, cute little feet.
Would you give up your chair for a second so Bethann could sit down and put her feet up?
Oh, I put my feet up?
Yeah.
We just want to see the bottoms.
Did you hear me choking?
Yeah.
Begging?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're just like Britney Spears.
Gross.
Yeah, hold up your feet. Can we see? You know, there's some gribblies on there.
That's evil.
There's some gribblies on there.
Yeah, here's Buzz with
so
the Clorox
much.
Wipes.
There you go. There you go, Bethann.
Bethann, here's your money.
There you go. There's your $100.
Cash, man.
There you go. So,
enjoy.
You feel like Britney Spears now?
Why? Because I can't believe she does that. I feel just like Britney Spears.
And how gross is our bed? As you now start to immediately wipe your feet. You know, Anna... Why is it Mother Teresa would do that? That's the worst gig in the world.
Of course it is, and that's why she was Mother Teresa.
I would wash your feet.
Wash the feet, that's why she's the saint.
Wash my feet.
The way it works.
You know what's really great is because she did that, she earned 5 medical copays.
Right.
How gross is the men's room? How gross?
I wasn't even faking. Gagging. I was gagging. My eyes were watering. I could not believe it. At that point, I almost said it wasn't worth the money.
There you go.
I was already in there, and I thought, I got to finish it.
There you go. My man, Bethann McBride.
But hi to Paul Gorgi and everyone on the sales staff.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, the E stands for entertainment. That's
all right. Thank you, Bethann.
Good job.
Very nice. That's good.
Okay, so she... Hey, and thanks for trying to wrap me out there, Joe.
Well, Mike, it was true, though.
But it wasn't really true, because when I went in there, it already existed.
As Joe exited, he turned to me and said, I would have done it for 20.
I got news for you. By 7:30 tonight, Joe will be doing it for nothing.
That's right.
He has some of his strange brew.
Here we go. I don't care. It's his feet.
Come on in, Sticky.
Hey, Jaycee. Back in the old days, everybody wore no shoes. Do you believe that they paid her $100? Look, I'm doing it for nothing, Tracy.
A waste of 2 weeks' pay.
What's the deal, man? I never get an opportunity like that. Those guys are rotten to me.
At least I got Mike to admit it.
Yeah. He went in there, man.
We got to,
I hate him.
We've got to break. We'll be back with Dean Banowitz, who puts his hands in Ryan Seacrest's hair.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Seacrest, out. Seacrest, out.
Right.
Seacrest, out.
Right.
Seacrest. Out.
Right.
See you guys. Seacrest. Out. Seacrest. Out. Seacrest out.
Seacrest out.
Seacrest out. Seacrest. Out.
I don't know that one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear. Listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear.
Good heavens, no.
Well, here we are, finally face to face with Dean Banowitz. Hey, Dean.
How are you?
Now, Dean... Remember we had on the show, I don't know, eight weeks ago on the phone, because he's Ryan Seacrest's hairdresser.
Yes, he's the man that that makes it all happen.
And he does all of the hair for American Idol.
Cool.
And that you're here in D.C., but the American Idol people were here last week.
Well, actually, this is my third time in D.C. in 1 week.
Really?
Why?
Right.
Wow.
You know, because we came out for the big cattle call, and there was like 22,000 people here.
Yes.
Yeah, it was crazy. And then we went back to L.A. because, I don't know, Ryan needed to get some highlights or whatever. And then we had to come back because we did the auditions with Paula, Simon, and Randy. And I think in D.C. it was Sugar Ray. Mark?
Oh, Mark McGrath. Is that the guy's name?
So right. He was a guest judge.
Gotcha.
And then now... Ryan's coming in tomorrow, and we're going to go to Coyote Ugly, do some segments for American Idol there. I think somebody who works there made it to Hollywood.
Mm.
And then we're going to do some segments tomorrow.
What a schedule. So you get to just fly back. Now, when you fly back and forth, you fly first?
Are you kidding?
Well, I'm just wondering. You're Ryan Seacrest stylist.
Yeah, no. I'm coach or baggage.
Now, are you totally mobile when I say that? Do you mean you said you've got your stuff? You brought your whole series. Can you do the whole thing? Can you do the highlights, all the hair coloring on the road?
I am standing by with my trunk of hair. I have everything for coloring, cutting, styling.
Okay.
I can even sprinkle some hair on if you don't have enough.
Coloring.
Mike, you want him to color your beard?
No. I did, but you didn't notice this time around.
Oh, what? That you've done the Just for Men thing?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've switched to Grecian. I've switched to the Grecian. Because it's more of a little... I'm driving him crazy because during the break I was telling that we were comparing notes and I was talking about my $12 haircut.
Which is killing me.
Because he was saying five bills out there in La La Land.
Wow.
Five bills!
$12 doesn't even cover parking.
This haircut right here, and I know I'm wearing headphones right now. Done myself.
Yeah. Now, is it time for the analysis? Would you like to show him your...
Well, you see, the analysis started when you walked in the studio.
Yes.
Ah.
And we just need to shape up that back.
Okay, well, the back has been the toughest part for me because, I'm looking in a mirror.
You can't see it.
Yeah. I'm looking in a mirror that's looking in a mirror, and I'm trying to straighten up the back. Now, I had cut my own hair approximately, 2 months ago. It was nearly down to my shoulders. It was very long.
And you cut it off.
I cut it off. Was on vacation with my family and this Lodes family.
What do you think, and incidentally, what do you think of this hair right here?
Take
a look at Rob.
Rob Spiewak's hair.
Yeah, Rob's low maintenance.
Yeah, it should be flatter. Right?
Now, hold on, Rob, bend over. I mean, your head. Your head.
Wow.
Now,
he hears
he hears that every day.
No, Dean, hold on. This is not what you think. Rob, bend over so he can see your head.
Dean, we have a question for you. You're a professional. Is that a bald spot?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dean.
Sorry. Thank you. That's
it's
all
a
need.
Putting green.
Actually, it's a putting green.
But you know what? I have some hair in my trunk that we could sprinkle on. We could cover that right now.
What is this sprinkle on hair? What are you talking about?
I use it on almost every guy who's on camera.
Wow. Well, what is
here's
sprinkle
all I
on
want
hair.
To know.
Do you use it on Ryan?
No, because he has more hair than anybody should ever have.
Simon?
No.
No?
Oh, come on.
I don't use it on... I use it on a lot of the contestants.
Paula. Really?
Right. Yeah. No, I don't touch Paula. Paula has her own people.
Did you ever...
John Peter Lewis, did you use it on him?
JPL, no. I used it on Matt Rogers.
Okay.
I use it on a lot of guys because if their hair is short and those hot lights,
yeah,
all you can see is that scalp.
Right. Did you ever work on Dunkelman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude,
and like you hate him like everybody did, right?
Yeah, because I would do his hair and he'd be running his shtick in my chair. I'm like, dude, you're not funny. You're pissing everybody off.
So now when you go out, before you analyze our hair, and you've been nice enough to give me a haircut, would you tell us something? Hey, Robbie, will you pick that one up?
Yeah.
Whoever's on 7. When you go to a city like D.C., and we sent our man Joe out there, 22,000 idiots out there for 3 or 4 days, waiting for someone to say to them, you're a piece of garbage, get out of here. How great is it now for you guys, for the American Idol gang, when you get together at night and you drink and you do whatever it is that you do, and you're in your hotel room and you're looking down and you see there's 22,000 idiots that have been camped out for 4 days. Do you just toast your glasses and then go, ha, ha, you saps, you suckers?
Well, considering that, a year and a half ago, the first time we ever came to D.C., there was like 250 people.
Amazing.
It's amazing, really. I mean, it's a huge machine. And, of course, everybody's like, what would you do with my hair? And I go, nothing until you make the top 12. I don't even want to know your name until you get to the top 12. There's too many people.
Well, I think the great thing about American Idol, and we've discussed this before, is the fact that it's really limitless. I think it's a show that has legs because it will last simply because of the nature of the show. You always have the new people and the format. I just think it's going to be around
for a long time. Who had the worst hair last year, the top 12?
The worst hair.
Probably Matt Rogers because he didn't have very much.
And the best hair of the top 12?
Well, Jennifer Hudson was one of the worst as well.
Hey, but you turned it around. Didn't you fix her hair?
Yeah, but there's a lot. I mean, you know what? L.A. is all smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have, you know, putting the extensions in, it's a lot. There's a lot of little tidbits you have to do. Best hair, Jasmine Triez.
Jasmine had the best hair.
Yeah.
And were you the one that talked her out of taking the flower out, or what?
It was my mission to deflower her from day one. And I don't do that. Anyway.
Here's a shock.
You could have had me fooled.
And who is that? Is it, what's his name, Stevens? What's
John Stevens.
John Stevens, the redhead?
Yeah. And Mandy.
Please to analyze his hair.
I always call him the Howdy Doody Idol. But probably one of the nicest contestants.
Sure. You know, I never knew this about hair extensions, which is what you did to Jennifer. I'm at this thing with my wife a couple of weeks ago with these other people that she knows. And the woman's a really attractive woman, about 40. And she says, I just got hair extensions. She says, they're like $1,700. She said, come over here and feel the back of my head. So I go over and I feel the back of her head. And it feels like bee stings, like a bunch of little bumps back there. Did she get a good job or a bad job?
Well, $1,700 is cheap.
Wow.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I thought it was a hell of a... I said, $1,700. I mean, she only got like that much extension.
Are they permanent?
You know, I think the extensions that you're talking about are strand by strand, and they'll last about 6 months. You have to get them checked every 4 to 6 weeks, but they'll last a long time. Mm-hmm. Those extensions for me start at
$3,500. Okay, well, you know.
You know, you are very honest about your prices, and I think that's very nice.
Because it's L.A., you know? Right. And if it's for a live show, that's going to be doubled because there's a lot more stress.
for a haircut, which you're going to give me here in a second, what would you charge me? Not in L.A. Let's say that you're here. You're in D.C. and I say, you know what? I know a famous hairstylist.
Well, he is an L.A. hair guy, and you got to pay the L.A. prices no matter where he is.
Right. What would the price be?
Yeah. It's a lot.
How much?
Well, Simon Cowell, $500 for a haircut.
Mm-hmm. $500.
Right. With $500 is pretty normal.
Now, is that without tip, or does he have to, like, spiff you another $100 on top of
it? Usually, no. It just it depends.
The Simon tip, that's the question.
Yeah, no, he's a great tipper.
Mm-hmm. He's a great tipper. So on top, now let's I want to get the bottom line here.
Usually about $612.
$612? Why the $12?
You know.
When you're at that level.
It's parking.
It's parking.
Right. Shut up!
So out the door, everything done. And is that the whole shampoo, cut, and blow dry?
Yes.
That's the same thing you had done for $12, right, Mike?
No, I don't get the shampoo or the blow dry.
Oh, you don't even get the shampoo?
No, I've gone in a different direction. And that's why I'm dying to be analyzed also.
All right, Dean, before you look at my hair, which you're going to be cutting in a moment, please.
Yeah, I can't stop looking at it.
Tell me about it. Please take a look at Mike.
And I want you to be brutally honest, Dean, all right?
Please to be evaluating Mike. Just got a haircut.
All right, well, first of all, it's the shorter the hair, the better, because it's low maintenance, and you're a low maintenance type of guy.
Thank you.
The only thing I would do...
I think that was a put-down.
No. It's not...
It was okay,
you're
but...
You're being catty.
No.
Just took me off a little bit.
I keep my hair short just because all the drama has to be on the people that I work with.
Right.
But for you, what I would do is I would grow the back just a little bit longer. It's a little... And we're going to get to you, too, because you have the same issue.
Yeah. Because I've got a kind of that fat guy neck, you know, in the back. You know, where it kind of like folds.
Right, no.
Please do just be giving Mike a number on his hair.
But like the top, the banger, I'd probably like shape that a little bit more because it's kind of bulgy.
Okay.
1 to 10, rate Mike's hair.
No, you know, it's a good 8.5.
8.5.
Wow.
for what it is.
All right, now,
dude, you got a little Poncho Ray Cyrus going on in the back of that head.
Okay. Rob? Now, if you wouldn't mind, we've already taken a look at Rob's, as you called it, putting green. How would you rate a 1 to 10 Rob Spiewak's haircut?
No, but because he has a little bit of the recession going on, which is good.
The recession going on.
Thank you for finally being an outside person to point out what we have been saying for years.
Right. You know, and it's good that you keep it short, because if it's longer and you have the recession, it's going to look bad.
Okay, so?
And it goes with the goatee. You look very linebacker-ish.
Give him a number.
So right.
Okay, what would you give him? 1 to 10?
You know, a 7.
A 7.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Rob.
Yeah, you guys are all going to be, not everybody's going to be above a 5. But
okay.
All
right.
Here's the one I've been waiting for.
Now, Buzz, we need you to come over here so right Dean there can actually look.
Buzz has got a perm going on. What's up with that?
Okay.
Thank you, Dean.
We're new best friends.
All right.
Thank you, Dean.
It's all... It's all natural curl.
Yeah, that's what he's going to tell
you. So you know that?
You have to hate it. You hate it, don't you?
No, I used to, but I don't anymore. I like it now.
Just because it's...
Look at his hair and tell us now, Dean.
Let's get the analysis, Dean.
Hey, Robbie, turn on the overhead lights.
Turn around one more time.
Turn on the overhead lights and, Dean, tell me something. Does this man color his hair? Does this man highlight his hair? Do you not see different shades?
Yeah, I do see different shades, but if he colors it, it's one box color, and it just uses the natural color highlights.
So do you think he colors it?
No color, not at all.
No.
But what do you think, Dean?
Oh, no, I can see the more mature hair color there. So, yeah, no, he doesn't color it.
He doesn't? Well, there you go. But
it's, it's naturally highlighted.
I'm going to accept Dean's word as gospel truth on this, and I'm not going to give you a hard time about it anymore.
Yeah, no, I don't see. Bend down again.
All right.
Oh, I'd love that. Anyway, yeah, no, I can definitely see the more mature hair color. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
Now, you got the side short, and the back's a little bit longer.
Right.
I probably won't go any longer with the back, because then it's going to look mullety. Yeah, but right now, you're at a modern mullet-ish. I'd probably take the top just a little bit shorter.
And
but that's just me.
And how about a number for him, dude?
A number for...
No, I think he's a good solid 6.5, 7.
So right now, Mike's got the best. Rob's
second. Hello!
And Buzz is the third.
Man, I'm
now get ready. It's all good.
And guys, you rarely get ready, because you've already set me up. I know you hate what I'm doing over here, so I'll take my head.
Well, I really think...
No, no, no. See, this is... You're going to have a couple of different ratings, because the front...
Yes.
...is completely different than the back.
Well,
the front, I would give a solid 7, maybe,
okay.
Possibly. Mm-hmm. But you see, like, even the sides, do we just need a blend.
Yeah, well, I cut my own hair, goddammit.
Chunk on here, chunk on there.
Now, take a look, and speaking of bald spots, take a look at the real estate I got on the back of my head. Let me turn around.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Take a good look there. There's no argument there that I'm going bald.
You could
bald.
Put a duplex on that.
Now, before you start, what are your plans? What are you planning on doing with
Don?
Well,
all I want to do on the sides is just blend it, clean it up around the ear. The perimeter definitely needs to be cleaned up, but behind the ears, dude, you have to stop shaving that.
I have to stop shaving behind my ears?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you've got a patch like this behind the ear to your hair, and it looks a little odd. just an FYI, it's like I don't know, the attachment slipped, and you accidentally jacked out the back of your head. I mean,
Dean, you are an honest man.
I'm just saying.
Do you have to be such a bitch?
What do you mean? It is what it is.
Okay, I take this because I cut
my... Hey, you wanted the queer eye. I'm here.
Dean, I cut my own hair. I put myself up for this. Here's the thing.
And you didn't even turn around yet. I haven't even seen the full back of... Yeah, that is wrong.
what's wrong? Dean, what's wrong with it?
It looks like a... It doesn't even look like a duck's butt.
You know what? I tell you, I'm putting the call into Westwood One. Because this guy is a natural.
Yes.
This guy needs to have his own radio.
That's true. During the next... not commercial break. I want it done on the air. During the next break...
I'm standing by with my trunk. I'm ready.
You can cut my hair during the break? And what do you plan to do? Not during the break. When we come back, live on the air. You'll cut my hair.
Well, he already said he's going to blend it.
Going to blend it
on the sides.
The back needs some serious.
Whatever you need to do.
And I'm putting you on hair cutting restriction. Okay. You got to promise me.
I promise. But you can fix this,
please.
All right.
There you go.
Hey, it's all smoke and mirrors.
You know, really, even though it's that inflated LA thing, you're getting a $500 haircut.
So here's the thing, Dean. I don't like going out and getting my hair cut.
Can you be touched by another man?
Listen, that's the issue, isn't it?
Dude, that's not a problem.
Oh, you had me at hello. I'm loving it. All right.
The problem is I don't like leaving my house. I like going home.
See, there's got to be people who will come to your house.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a thought. Would you do it if somebody came to your house?
You just have to pay more money.
Only you, Dean. I like you.
Hey, I'm all about a ticket. I've already been here 3 times in 1 week.
All right, we'll break. Come back, and Dean will give me an on-air haircut.
Fantastic.
To fix this thing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Just ahead of my haircut. Let's do a station break. Buffalo 92.9 WBUF in Spokane. KJRB. KFAM. How about Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin? 100X. And in Fresno. 105. KK.
DG. I'm caped right now. Dean, I'm sorry, Mike, there's your microphone.
You are all decked out. You are ready to get your haircut.
Dean just said to me, would you mind if I caped you?
You're wearing your smock.
And I've got the Batman thing, so I'm wearing his cape.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the Dean Banowitz cape with the logo and everything. And cool. He gave us little pictures of him that were, he's got it all covered, ladies.
He's got all of these things that I guess that he gives to his clients. And this one is for me. It's a piece of fabric. Uh-huh. And it's a picture of Dean on a little button, like a button that you would wear, like... And it got his hand over his face. Says, "Put the scissors down. Step away from the mirror." He's got this one. In a dark room, you'll never know the difference.
That has a lot of different meanings, though.
Sure, nice. Of course it does.
And we've got him hooked up with the lavalier, so it's hands-free.
That sounds pretty good.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Standing by.
I'm standing by with my trunk of hair. That's what another one said.
I do have that over here too.
Then we have.
Do you have your trunk of hair?
Yeah, just for that putting green. Mm-hmm. See, it's a little hair sparkle dust. See, put that.
Oh no, you're not going to give me like. Oh, let him do it. No, that's like Larry King. Do you paint your bald spot?
I bet that's better quality than the Paul Popeil stuff.
It's like the Fabulous Baker Boys.
It's $36
for that little tiny.
Can I take a look at that, Dean?
Yeah.
Is that Topic?
Yeah.
They're a sponsor.
Girl, hair does not grow that color.
More of a less, more or less.
Topic instantly builds your hair with natural keratin protein fibers.
50% lighting is the key.
And then this is what I give away on the red carpet, the little Dean Banowitz Hollywood hair guy mirrors. Mm-hmm. So you can set it down and check your teeth. And they're flat. They fit in your back pocket. Wonderful. Or your little clutch.
Oh, cool.
This man is a walking, he's like the Donald Trump of hairstyling.
And then put it in your clutch, Mike. Here you go. If you need any notes.
What I'm going to do is take my headphones off now, and Dean is going to give me a haircut.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Now, you're not going to let Dean, are you going to let Dean... Are you turning this whole thing over?
Yes.
No matter what he wants to do.
Yeah. Please don't make my hair coffee cake.
No, you're good.
There could be no coloring or anything.
What about that? What about the hair stuff?
What do you mean the hair stuff? All right, Mike. If he wants to do,
I'd like to see how it looks. Dean, serious question. If you put that on,
need a different color. I think that one's brown.
So you're not going to go with the, you're not going to tackle the bald spot.
No, but we could just sprinkle it on and see what happens.
Go ahead.
Okay, right.
See what happens.
Like putting Mrs. Dashes on my chicken. Go ahead.
And it's very funny because my whole kit is reminiscent of Idol because this is Simon's, attachment.
Oh, I see that.
You brought Simon's
attachment.
Wow. Got Simon's attachment.
Yeah, do that.
All right, now he's got the shears. He's working you with the shears right now.
Look down?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look.
All right.
Look down.
Now, Dean asked.
You can put this in a ponytail and cut it off for lots of love.
Is it long enough to ponytail?
Dude, wow. What's happening?
All right, now Dean is taking the shears to the back of Don's head.
The clippers.
Very hard.
Clippers?
Yeah.
Very hard to cut your own hair.
All right, I want to get some explanation. So shears is the wrong lingo. Is that right, Dean?
The shears will be coming up in a second. Right. There's a lot of hair.
He's taking a lot of hair.
He is
taking hair off.
Send it right out to the fans.
The sooner you get done, the sooner you're going to, be more handsome. It's all good.
There you go. How you feeling,
Dom? Look at all the hair. Wow, you just gave me a handful of hair.
Rob, bag that up and get that right out to the fan.
Rob, right out to the fan.
Like, what's this about?
What's what about, Dean?
Mike, you're going to have to be...
All right, here's what he just did.
What?
He just pulled like a little... You got an alfalfa Cupid doll.
Oh, that's great.
I gave you a mirror.
Oh, all right, hold on. Let me look in the mirror. What are you talking about?
Yeah, see, like, that's the problem when you're cutting your own hair. I've got like a Dennis the Menace thing in the back of my head.
Right, right.
And when you're cutting your own hair, as I did on our last vacation at the beach, and I'm looking in a mirror, and I'm looking in a mirror, and I'm looking in a mirror to get like three different optical views.
The angles.
Right? Uh-huh. Okay.
Because these eyebrows need some, I need to take care of them.
Eyebrows?
All right,
All right.
Close your eyes, raise your eyebrows.
Now, Dean, I will tell you, on the $12 haircut that I got the other day, they did do the eyebrows for me.
Dude.
Pretty happy with that.
This is serious right here.
How are Don's eyebrows?
This one? The left one's good now.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
What are they, like Andy Rooney-ish?
Beyond. You could braid these.
Don't make me laugh.
Turn to your right.
Don't make me laugh when you're holding
your head.
Don't make me laugh when you're holding scissors right towards my head.
Because there are these long ones.
Tackling the eyebrows.
Not anymore.
Get eyebrows. Eyebrows done.
Don Geronimo getting tackled by the.
Damn, you look good.
The hairdresser to the stars.
I'm glad the eyebrows are done.
Yeah.
Okay, now you just.
I'm just gonna push your head around because.
What was that reaction, Dean?
See, like, this chunk of hair should probably not be there.
Listen, I cut my own hair.
And maybe you shouldn't. Step away from the mirror.
Okay, I agree. I will not. I should not.
All right, he's taking the clippers again.
Are you still using Simon's clippers?
Nope.
took the attachment off.
Oh, right? These are the.
I know you're all about the attachments, but.
Well, I'm all about Simon. I can't help it. I am all about the attachments.
You're trying too hard, Don. Step away from the mirror.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and I think what I'm noticing here, my general observation, is that there's a lot of hair coming off.
Yeah.
But it looks good. I think it's going to look good. Though. You've had short hair before.
Dude, we just need a blend. And see, again, with this chunk. Probably a great thing.
So why don't you just... I can't even see her because I don't have a mirror.
You know,
why don't you just...
He's twirled your hair. You got two little, like, alfalfa strands having a little fun.
Hey, what are you doing to my hair? Okay, you see this thing you've done here on this side?
Yeah.
Why don't you just cut that hair off?
Yeah, because I want it to be a reminder.
No, don't give me a lesson.
Right. And we're going to tackle this ear hair in a minute, too.
Does he have unsightly ear hair?
It's not as bad as, well, kind of, yeah.
Hey, this is great. Let's have some more women walk by the window.
The ladies are fascinated.
Yeah, let's get some more women walking by.
Every woman in this building is jealous that you're getting your hair done and
sure.
They're not.
Mm-hmm. They'd all like to be sitting where you're sitting right now, Don.
Yeah, and listen, no guy looks more retarded than when you're sitting and you've got the smock on and there's somebody cutting your hair.
Right.
And especially when all your best friends are watching you get your hair cut.
Sure. At least you're not shirtless under the smock.
No.
That would be worse, wouldn't it?
That would be probably
like
worse.
Usual.
Absolutely.
Like usual.
Now, Dean is now going into his bag of tricks again. He's getting out, I believe, another attachment.
Yeah. I don't see what he's done thus far.
So far, you
should see the back.
He seems to be, like, going all over the place.
It really looks good.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in there.
But I believe, like Don, seriously, I believe, like any genius, there's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
Okay? I think you gotta just roll with the punches here.
Okay, I don't even have headphones on.
Play along, let him have his fun.
Okay. Standing by.
What are you doing now, Dean?
I just had to put some extra lube on the clippers.
Oh, hey!
Hey,
slow down!
Hey, simmer down. The blade's got to move.
Hey, with the lube. Right. Hey, with the lube.
Oh,
the
blade's got to move.
Okay, come on.
All right, now he's behind your ear.
You know, this is a ton. Would you at least give me on a homemade haircut?
Not so good.
Wow. Yeah,
we never did get an overall score.
You
got to know if you do your own hair. You're not going to get a good score.
But he might say, hey, you know what? For being a guy who cut his own hair, which is a retarded thing to do, you did okay.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah, not so much.
You should have seen it 2 months ago.
Look down. There we go.
Yeah.
Because this is a little bit of everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, I know it is. What are you doing the back now? You're going to even up the back?
Yeah.
But he still is leaving that Dennis the Menace alfalfa thing.
Yeah, I'll come back to that.
He's going to come back. He's going to tackle that, right?
I talk like this when my head is down.
Now he's working on the back.
Hello, Mrs. Sean Connery.
Yeah, right.
I believe it, I think I might see signs of it beginning to take shape.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to be fabulous.
There you go.
I think it's already fabulous.
I'm feeling sea crusty already.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yeah.
I, of course, will still be a 6.5. Buzz is hurt. Dean, I got to tell you something. Buzz is hurt about the 6.5.
I'm sad. I'm depressed.
And it was the perm, the whole thing.
You know, I think I could surpass you if I really flattened it, though. If I had prepared.
Oh, I don't think there's anybody in this room that can surpass me.
Do you want me to stop doing the back hair? Or do you want me to...
What do you mean? Are you talking to me?
You have back hair?
I don't have back hair, dude.
Oh, wow. Kind of janky with that. Huh?
I don't.
Yes.
Dude, I don't have back hair.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you have it in your ears. All right. Next.
What's next? What are we doing now? That's right. You know, it's amazing that you are actually getting your hair cut. You have the Batman tattoo, and you're getting your hair cut by Catwoman. There's no doubt about it right now. Absolutely. It's getting a little catty in here.
Now, this is when you know you're a complete diva, because this is what I have to use on Ryan's hair. It's Evian canned water.
Oh, wow. What a waste.
This is the real deal here.
So you don't use real water. This is like a little can of Evian that sprays out Evian.
$2 a spray.
God.
Now, Dean, I have to ask you, what is the toughest part of Don's hair so far?
Just blending it.
Blending it all together.
Yeah, blending it because I cut it myself.
It was uneven.
There's a lot of chunks going on.
Mm-hmm.
Chunky's not so good.
I think your wife is going to be delighted when you get home tonight.
Oh, I know. Screw her. I'm loving this.
She might say, who is that?
Who is that man?
Get out!
Now he's
like
tackling the side.
I can see the chunks.
Mike, can you describe what have I done wrong when I cut my own hair?
Right, I'm going to describe. What you
so
have
far.
Is a series of incredibly long pieces matched with pieces that are very, very short, and what he's doing is evening that out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's terrific. Now, right now, he seems to have cut a whole big patch on the side. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Now, you know when the shrubs are kind of overgrown and you have those random little hairs that stick out?
Right. Uh-huh.
That's pretty much what we're looking
at.
Yeah,
he's blending it.
That's it.
He's blending.
So, a little more hair.
I believe when he's done, you will be 100% Hollywood.
A little more water. A little more water.
Don, a little more Evian.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, your alpha is almost gone.
Okay, thank you for that. Let me get a mirror here. Let me see what the hell.
Well, you've got the little Dean.
Yes, the Dean Banowitz mirror.
Mirror.
Good doing here. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I'll say this, though, Dean. You got to admit this. My hair is messed up, but am I not a ruggedly handsome man?
You are hot.
Do you know the celebrity I've been told I most recently resembled is Dustin Hoffman? What do you think of that?
Well, he was in Rain Man.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. That's what everybody says.
I love these mirrors, though.
I also hear John Gotti occasionally.
What celebrity's hair do you think he most resembles?
That's a good question, Rob.
Besides Burt Reynolds before the piece?
Oh!
Ooh.
Just checking.
I take that as a compliment.
Right.
If my hair looked like Burt Reynolds before
sure.
a piece.
It's a very nice
like
compliment.
Longest Yard, was he before a piece there, or was that during a piece?
I think he's had the piece for a long
time. I think even back, like Smokey and the Bandit, well, that was after Longest Yard.
What was his TV show, the Western he did?
Oh,
It wasn't Wagon Train, was it?
I don't think so.
That anyway, so the Westerns, Burt Reynolds.
Hold on, what are you doing now, Dean? You moving me around now? What are we doing?
I'm just pushing to the right so I can get back here.
Okay.
All right. Assess this.
Very good. So if I was
Dean is really starting to concentrate.
That right there. That's
he hates that.
He hates that side of that.
Now what he loves?
What he's got is on the left side of your head. You got a big chunk of hair that's sticking out, and he kind of curled it with
that. He clearly missed
into a point.
Yeah. It clearly missed. And so what he's been doing is like almost like giving me like a purple nurples.
Yeah, like
with my hair, right?
Any Hasidic thing going on the side there?
Yes, you could have a dreadlock. You could have one on your entire head of hair. You could have one dreadlock.
And beat it.
Braid it and beat it. Now, would you be this rude, Dean, to someone? Let's say that I was one of the top 12. And somehow he'd made it through like that John Peter Lewis star. Were you this rude to him?
No, do you know what? Well, JPL, the Dancing Hobbit, John Peter Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he was...
A challenge?
Yeah, he was a challenge.
I would think so.
You know,
hygiene an issue?
Not necessarily hygiene, but he was kind of scared of me.
Was he really?
Yeah.
You know what's sad? Is that today you mentioned my ear hair. I want you to know something.
Are you in therapy because of that?
No, I cut my ear hair because I knew you were going to be cutting my hair today.
So and you trimmed your ear hair.
And I also Q-tipped my ears, you know, because you hate that thing
right.
that the barber looks in there and like...
God knows I'm going to be going in your ear next.
Well, you know, no, come on. You look in there and sometimes you...
That's very thoughtful of you.
Uh-huh. And, but still, apparently it wasn't enough because he still found hair coming out of my ear.
Laying on the Evian right
this
now.
One.
Okay, what are you doing now?
I'm just going to push your head to the, you know, right.
And now the dreadlock is going.
Yeah.
There you go. So now you get it?
There it goes.
You're cutting out the big hunk that I missed, right?
Yeah, it is a big chunk.
Let me ask you something, Dean. If this haircut was this bad, do I work with a bunch of kiss asses, or did I do a good job of hiding it? Because none of these people, and I'm including not only the people I work with, I'm talking about my wife, friends, nobody ever said to me.
It's your wife. She's supposed to make you feel pretty.
But nobody ever said to me. Dude, that is like a retarded-looking haircut. It looks like you cut your own hair.
It looked better 2 months ago. It wasn't as long in the back 2 months ago.
Right, it's grown
back
out.
To the ear.
Back to the ear. There you go. See, now
you have the clippers, and I said shears.
This is your rule of thumb.
Shears are
okay.
Scissors.
Now, if you put your thumb right on the center of the ear and pull it forward, then you can get all those ear hairs.
What are you doing? You're going inside my... Don't put your fingers in my ear! Fingers in my ear!
Are your ears like your feet?
Just don't put your fingers in my ears.
Wow. Yeah, but you have a complex about that?
What's up with the feet?
I don't like having my feet touched. I don't like wearing sandals.
It's starting to really take shape.
Now, turn around so they can see the back.
All right.
Much better.
So much better.
Yeah. Is that good?
That's all right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Just don't put your fingers in my ears anymore.
Wow, kind of cranky with the ear gig.
Yeah, a little cranky.
It's not like I want to go pick out curtains, okay?
Okay, I know you don't want to pick out curtains.
Just a little finger in the ear.
But no, hello. Hey, dude.
Boy,
like
stop fighting.
That's you're scratching starts. My brain, okay? And I want to say that you penetrated, but...
Oh, penetrated.
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't come out with a booger on the end of your finger. Your finger was so far in my ear.
Now he is... You are now resembling the Roman centurion. You're actually having a the hair combed up.
Are you giving me the Maximus haircut now?
Dean, I want you to hold it right there. Absolutely. Take a look at the mirror. That's the look I think you should stay
with. Look, you missed this one, and you missed this right here.
Yeah.
We come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
So it's all combed all the way forward just to emphasize more crookedness?
And if you notice, when you pull the hair straight up, see how short this is?
Right.
See how long that is?
Right. Yeah, you're very, very...
That's what we like
you
to
did
call
that on purpose,
business,
didn't you, Don?
A disconnected haircut.
I believe this would be the crucial part of the haircut. We are now doing the top.
The front.
The front
part
top.
That everybody sees.
And no fingers in the ear.
No fingers in the ear. All right.
Very sensitive about it.
Another 2 years.
And I want to tell you something, Dean. I'm watching you now with this fancy mirror you gave me, and I see what you're doing.
For your next haircut?
I see what you did for when I do
remember
this.
What this man is doing.
For when I do it again.
You're studying his every move. See,
watch and learn.
I see, Chunk. But,
Chunk.
But, hey, come on. Can't you, like, if
you're not going to get any good praise.
I'm baby stepping here. You can't give me anything, like, you know what? For being a guy who cut his own hair over 2 days, it's not that bad.
All right, question for you, Dean. Can we put the fake hair in the bald spot? Can we do that? Would that be possible?
Yeah. Completely.
Really?
It's just like salt and pepper. Just take it on where you want it.
I can't wait to see that.
There you go. Do you think I should color my hair? Mike always wants to color his hair. I refuse to color mine. I think
I think, you know what? The gray hair is hot. The gray hair is very sexy.
Hey, big boy, what do you think of that? Huh?
Colored hair?
I love it.
Oh, God. So you guys, did you even hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
When he said he loved he was behind me? Yeah. The gray hair turned him on?
So now it's turning me on.
Hot turning on, excuse me.
Texturizing shear. Okay.
What the hell is that? A texturizing shear.
Okay, I have the cutting shear and the texturizing shear. I'm going to put them together.
You're crazy.
Wow.
And I'm going to have you look down.
All right, you're like Dr. Evil with these
because
things.
Because now we need to just texturize some of this stuff in the back.
No, these two are developing a very special relationship. Do you notice that?
Mike, listen, can I help it that I have the type of personality that Hollywood people gravitate to?
Mm-hmm. I foresee a canceled Los Angeles plane ticket and a long weekend.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something, Dean.
Yeah.
If you and I had been together for 23 years and I had been a...
Yeah, your hair would have never looked like this.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Just a generic question. Not that I'm thinking about going to the other team, but...
Like you would have to work at all.
I feel like...
You can sleep all day, you can play golf, you do whatever you want.
I feel a rapport with you. After 23 years, would you... out of the blue, just call me up and say, if you were at the beach, for instance, and say, I've decided to stay with you. Like leaving was ever a question. You would never do that to me, would you, Dean?
Never, ever. And, like, and the next, you know, thing to create diva when you're a Hollywood hairdresser, you have to have a personal fan.
Oh, look at that. He's got the personal fan.
In case people get hot. Mm-hmm. And it's humid here.
Oh, man.
Yes, it is.
Let's clear.
You know, I want to tell you something.
Let's clear the putting green.
I like this guy. Yeah. Not only do I hope he's doing a good job on my hair.
He is, absolutely.
And say what you will, and I'm sure you will in the phone scan after this. I feel comfortable with him touching my head.
You're luxuriating in it?
Yes, I'm soaking in it.
There you are.
Maybe now you're going to be able to venture out and actually go to a normal barber, hairstylist,
The problem is, Mike, I'm in love.
You got to go to L.A. That's just the way it's going to be. I know.
I know
it's a special relationship when the interview started.
This is a whole styling gig.
All right,
You know what I do to Ryan.
What was that spray? Was that just standard hairspray?
You know, it's actually...
What spray?
I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
This is the massive hold hairspray. It's part of my product line that I'm testing. So you're my guinea pig now.
Hey, you're a guinea pig.
Oh, that's fine. Use like some chicken guts or something on me.
Yeah, it looks old. Might have made it himself.
Right.
Yeah,
going back into his bag.
Don't think I haven't seen Legally Blonde, too. Don't think I don't know about animal testing.
Wait a minute. He's got some device. I don't know what
it is. This is a little hottie.
No. That's like to iron my hair.
Of course it is. Because, you know what? It's never done until it's overdone.
What are you going to do? You're going to hold on now.
He's flattening it out. Hold on.
You scoop and you flat iron.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're burning my hair, dude. Dude, I am not kidding. There is...
No, that was steam.
Now, come on. You're making me look like Ryan Seacrest.
I think that was smoke. Dean, was that steam or
smoke? Mike, I smell burning... I smell burning hair.
Nothing's burning but our love.
Dean, I'm going to ask you if I smell smoke. Now, this is an interesting look. Are you looking at yourself in the mirror?
I'm looking at myself.
It's like shelves.
And what he's done...
It's very patty.
Look at you. You've set my hair on fire. I am not kidding. Right there. Look at that. Yeah. That piece was just on fire from your curls.
For a moment.
From your curling, whatever it is you're using on me.
No curl. Flat.
All right. It's a flattening stick.
Oh, come on in, Beth Ann. Come on in, enjoy.
Beth Ann, what do you think so far?
What's Ryan Seacrest doing here, Rob? Oh, son.
Shut up, Beth Ann. Okay. Have you washed your feet yet, honey?
Yes, I did, but now.
Now, Joe, hey, we're all in here.
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, this
all
is
in here
great.
Now.
All right.
There you go. Watch him burn my hair. Right. This is the part, I swear to God, I feel this on my head where he's actually burning my hair off.
You now, really
this
is, should sing New Attitude.
Right. Are
you
not
going to stay like that?
No, this is just step one.
Step one.
You know,
step
some, one. We were talking about music history a little earlier in the show today, and the band Oingo Boingo is coming in into my mind right now.
Well, it's Dead Man's Summer, Mike.
It's a dead man's party.
Dead
who
man's
could
party.
Ask for more? Everyone's invited. Leave your body at
you know who the hair looks like now? It looks like Sideshow Bob from The Simpsons.
It does.
No, Sideshow Bob is curly.
Yeah, yeah, but now, you've got now, my Dean, hair like going 8 million different ways, Dean.
I have to describe this. And there's the smoke again.
It's very Patti LaBelle.
You're actually you're sticking it up and flattening it. What are you going to do after that? What
well,
comes next?
This is, this is step one where right. I get it to look like it's bored.
Step right. number two, you get a nice, cool gun.
Hey.
All right, no, step two, I'm going to comb through and then I'm going to get my little hair putty out.
Oh, hair putty.
Hair putty.
Changing lives one head at a time.
How many steps do you think there'll be, Dean?
You're always watching the clock, aren't you?
Because yeah, once it's chunk, yeah, feel it. Feel free to run your fingers through your own.
Oh, yeah, let's just, oh, me? Okay.
Yeah, you, yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
All right. Is it hot to the touch?
Ow, ow, my fingers are burning. Ow! Yes, no.
All right, what are you doing now?
It feels gooky. It feels like there's junk in it.
Yeah.
No,
well, that's because there is. Okay, so you comb through it, and it just makes it kind of spiky.
Right.
Yeah. See that?
And?
See that?
Well, now you really made it look like Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
Hey, when the show ends today, you're going to see... Oh, he's putting the fake hair in. He's putting the fake hair in.
Okay, this is for you guys now.
Right. I just wanted to see how this would look.
Look down just a little bit. Or a lot.
All right.
All right, a little back further.
Relax your neck. There you go. Lift it. Fabulous.
It really does look like pepper. Or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's sprinkling a condiment on top of your head.
Mm. On my bald spot.
Yeah.
And it kind of takes that shine away.
God. This is the part I was looking
You know, for. I'm watching you do this in the mirror, and it's like someone with a piece of meat, and what they're doing is they're putting, like, the meat tenderizer, they're shaking it on there.
Montreal steak season.
All right, now, he's putting a little more in there. Now, how does this stuff not just blow away when you...
Well, because...
sticks?
Yeah, the hairspray that I just put down.
Right.
It attaches itself.
Compound.
So you're as good as your next shower, basically. That's
yeah, pretty much. You're good. It might be kind
of
humid.
Let's spend the rest of the week without showering. Just take those not pills good. That Elvis used to use.
Oh, Nullo deodorant tablets.
Nullo deodorant tablets.
Wait, you know, you're spending an awful lot of time. I think
because men are just as needy, if not more, than women.
I think my bald spot is getting a bad rap here.
He's patting the bald spot where he's
spending an awful lot
hair.
Of time on my bald spot.
Because
now.
Usually I would actually physically get hair and put it on, but you know.
Wow.
Why? Why'd you say wow for, Rob?
How's it looking, Rob?
Well, I've spent the last 12 years staring at your bald spot, because that's what I do, and that's back to, like, 1998.
Wow.
You've really made some progress.
Right, we have
clock.
To break here.
We have to break?
We have to break.
Do you want Dean to continue during the break?
Yes. Can you? Now, how long will it take you to finish this thing up, Dean? Can you do it during a commercial set, during 9 more minutes?
yeah.
He's making faces behind
you. You're making faces in your bald spot.
We have time for a phone scan?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, listen, I don't even have the music, so call now for a phone scan. And
Rob's going to come over and help you out.
I've got to move some stuff around here. 877-365-3636.
I think
you want some salt?
I think he's used the entire can of fake hair there.
Really. Are you happy now?
I'm doing it because I want to see how it looks.
What, Dean?
Yeah, you had me. It's all good.
What happened?
Do you want some salt to go with this pepper?
I heard that joke like the third time.
Hey, simmer down. I didn't get a response.
Sorry. Christ. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You like football? I'm just trying to see if we have anything in common, because I kind of like you.
I do kind of like, well, but I watch it for other reasons.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Would you play a video game with me?
Please. Mrs. Pac-Man?
Not Mrs. Pac-Man. We play John Madden. Now, what are you doing now? Are you junkie putting
stuff.
This is the hair putty.
Hair putty, right. Okay, phone scan is next.
And when we come back, Dean's going to have it pretty much wrapped up.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah.
And I like it so far.
Yeah,
I think it looks real good.
I love it. Oh,
fantastic.
Rub.
Okay. Wait till the happy ending. Sit down.
All right, now you're both starting to creep me
okay,
out.
Okay, we'll be right back with the phone scan.
is the Don and Mike Show.
Just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
You sick.
The Don and Mike Show. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Well, I have to say,
there it is. It's completed.
Looks good.
Dean Banowitz. Now, what's your website? It's HollywoodHairGuy.com?
Correct.
Dean does the hair on American Idol. And yes, at least for today, I do paint my bald spot.
And I just now, because I wasn't paying attention,
right,
saw where he finished that up. And then can you turn around one more time and take a look? And there it is, and really
amazing,
pretty difficult funny, to tell.
Pretty funny. Not to mention the fact that, now here's my question about this.
It's
hair.
Hard to tell though. You can't really.
It is. It's
out.
Very hard. I'm very surprised.
Trust me, from 50 feet, you're gonna like ha.
Here's my takeaway: the powder, the for the bald spot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tomorrow when I get out of the shower.
Well, how you're going to need to get a little hottie flat iron because that's changed your life again.
Okay, so how do I make it look like this tomorrow? My concern is that tomorrow I'm going to come out of the shower and look like a troll. I mean, do you remember the trolls when you had when you
yeah,
got
yeah. hair straight like, up?
You know, he evened it out, so you're not going to have that
yeah.
problem. And he doesn't need the flat iron thing, does he, necessarily?
No, you know, because, well, Ryan, see, Cresty has curly hair, so I got to flat iron his hair every day.
Well, now I don't have
it's
curly hair.
It's all no. about genetics.
Okay, yeah. Exactly. Phone scan. Here we go. We'll keep Dean in here for this mini phone scan, 877-365-3636 from America, Canada. Toronto, call 800-636-1067 in D.C. on WJFK-FM, 202-432-1067. Here we go with your live on-screen calls. Hello, phone scan, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is this Donnie? Oh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, hi, I'm listening to you on 106.
Well, I just hung up on him. Or I didn't hang up on him.
He made me feel really butch.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, there's little Cosmo there, pitch or catch.
Hey, come on, chill out.
Hey, I can do whatever you want me to do. I can play basketball. I can play football.
I'm telling you, the guy gave me a great friggin' haircut. And go ahead, mock me.
And right. quit flirting with me.
I felt comfortable.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With Dean.
Absolutely.
Very comfortable with Dean.
I think that's, you know, it's something really, I don't think you can ever be too old to you know, to think about your life. And
everybody wants to look good.
Sure.
When you look good, you feel better.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Go ahead, caller.
Here we go. Hi, Birdcage. Hello.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hi, good Don
afternoon.
And Mike. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. And hi, mistress.
You're what?
Sir, have you been drinking?
Complete
sentence. Now, come on, you're embarrassing me in front of my new hairdresser. Oh, get out of here, you creep. Yeah,
Dean, these are our callers, and welcome to it.
Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Oh, my God, a check. I love it.
I just wanted to call and say I love you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I was the one that called last week for Mike.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
All right, you know, there's been so much love here between Dean and Don. I was just wondering.
I didn't want you to miss out.
You know, I was feeling left out, mm-hmm. and I'm delighted to hear your voice. What was your first name again?
I can't tell you that.
Okay, bye. Jesus,
that was fun.
Always like that. You know,
you got a stalker.
Hello.
Goddamn disappointment.
Don and Mike. Hello, phone scan.
Donnie, how are you?
Okay.
Everybody's doing the gay thing.
That's okay. Really?
It's getting boring.
I'm doing great. What's up?
Not too much, Donnie.
Okay, maybe we should just date, because I'll take the gay out of you.
Hello? Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Oh, Dennis.
Speaking of homos. Hey, what's happening, Dennis?
I'm a homo.
You know that from the very beginning of our relationship...
You are asexual,
we
Dennis.
We have questioned your sexuality.
What can we do for you, Dennis?
No, I just want to call, and I say, Dean is a good personality. I hope this is on radio show.
I couldn't agree more.
Thank you. Goodbye, Dennis.
See you later.
Fine. That's Dean.
Speaking of,
I'm so glad being gay is hip and trendy.
If I could ask, do you know a good dentist? Because that guy that was just on the phone with us, Dennis
summer
Murphy,
teeth? Summer
he,
this way, summer that way.
Oh, it's worse than that. He's got dog teeth.
He has dog teeth. I'm not kidding. There's all kinds of people with these maladies. Katie Couric has horse legs, but Dennis Murphy has really dog teeth.
And also Dennis Murphy has half a tongue and one hand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But enough about him.
He's a fabulous human being.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Hello, boys.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Gunsmoke is the show with Burt Reynolds.
Gunsmoke?
Was Burt Reynolds on Gunsmoke?
I think that's right.
He was Quint, the blacksmith.
Wow.
All right, thank you.
I also wanted to tell Dean, thank you for your service to our country.
Please, are you kidding? I'm standing by. I live to serve.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Turn down your radio.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, phone scan. Hi.
How are you?
How are you anyway?
You're killing me. What can I do for you?
Baba Booey.
Oh, my God.
Brilliant. That's the best you can come up with?
Not anymore, please.
Come on now, dude, you know we have caller ID.
All right, now, how about a normal statement, please?
Baba Booey.
No, okay, one more time and we give out your phone number. What town does your mom live in? Your first three digits of your phone number are 207.
That is correct.
Do I have your permission to give out your phone number because you're so brave?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I do.
That's a good
716-207.
Yeah!
207-6856. I wish everybody, especially our West Coast listeners.
One more time, please, so everybody gets it.
716-207-6856.
And Buzz, the proper time to call?
The best rates are at night or on the weekends.
Anytime.
And make sure you say Baba Booey to him.
Absolutely. And
he loves that.
And keep it coming. And the weekend, does that apply like to all hours of the morning, too?
Yeah, the best rates are nights on weekends.
But we'll give you, because we gave out your phone number, we will give you the final word.
Baba
Booey. There you go. It was fun.
Don and Mike Show.
Help.
Oh, no. This
Mike to the power of three. How are you, boys?
We're doing great. This is regular for us.
This is the way it always goes. Yeah,
every day.
Oh, okay.
This is how it is.
There's love. There's hostility. There's
anger.
There's lots of anger.
It's angry men.
It's crazy. You get a guy like that, though, who's dumb enough, wants to challenge, you know, in essence, you know, Howard Stern. Well, BFD. We get it all the time. Mm-hmm. So what do you say to the guy? Hey, how about if we give out your phone number? Guy's dumb enough to go, okay.
Dean, I should point out, it's been a very peaceful and wonderful segment when you were doing the haircutting thing, but by and large, we are filled with rage.
A lot of rage.
Lots of rage.
Yes. You guys are just like my brothers. You know, I'm the 13th of 15 kids, so I'm very used to hanging out with a lot of people.
Hello, Don.
The 13th of 15 kids?
Yeah, 8 boys, 7 girls. Clearly, they're Catholic and breeders.
What?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You're Don and Mike?
Yeah, right. Hello?
And this is the way the phone
maybe it should be
go.
Mike and Double D.
Hold on a second. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Is this Donnie, D-O-N-I?
Yeah, right.
Donnie, I'd like a bag of your hair, please.
There's the first fan.
Oh, my God. We should totally sell it on eBay.
Fans calling us for the hair. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, just to fill you in on this whole Arnold Schwarzenegger thing, I actually picked up the B today, and Maria Shriver, I mean, the cadaver she looks like, she's telling people to, you know, have like a garage sale to, you know, keep something going. Hopefully it goes to the schools, you know, because I don't know. It's insane here in Sacramento.
Right. Well, all I know is that today we had the story that Arnold Schwarzenegger, in order to save money for California, is selling 30 pounds of scissors.
Scissors, and he's having a yard sale for the state of California. You're a Californian. Is it true? I mean, we read 65% favorable rating for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Are you serious out there? You're a Californian,
The first time I met Arnold, I was a little disappointed. Because, you know, I'm big.
Did you powder his head?
He's a short guy.
He's a short... Really?
He's short. He colors it.
It's
not a good color.
It's like a
terrible color.
It's like a red, isn't it, that he's got rusty, a colored almost?
Yeah, it's almost like a strawberry hue.
What would you do, Arnold? You know, obviously he wants to color his hair, but it's unbelievably noticeable the way he colors
The
his
first
hair.
Thing is the styling issue, because it's a full-on motorcycle all the way back, blown up. I think he wants to be taller, but I have lifts for that. I mean, that's the first assessment, truly.
Right.
And then we need to alter the color.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yeah, because he and if you do color it, you got to maintain it because he last when I saw him, he had a little bit of outgrowth going on.
So you met him. So you met him, and did you mention any of this stuff to him?
Yeah, no. He actually, it was when Lisa was interviewing him for, I think it was probably one of his last movies.
Lisa Gibbons, right?
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Yes, a question for Dean, please.
Yeah, he's here,
standing by.
Do any of those DHT blockers work? Like Kevis and, you know, for the balding guys, it's supposed to help.
Oh, this is a real hair care.
Yeah. Legitimate hair question.
Do you know, are you taking anything?
No, but I'm 33. I have a receding hairline. I'm getting nervous.
Because you know what? Propecia is really great. I have tons of clients that are taking that.
Mm-hmm.
But
and that's like the whole package?
Oh,
that's the prescription drug.
Yeah, Propecia. I'm not a big Rogaine fan because once you stop using it, you stop having hair too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Right.
Yeah, because it falls out and it's called areata alopecia. where areas of hair will just fall out of your head.
Wow.
not such a good thing. Go Propecia. But it'll take away some of your sex drive.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
This is a font of information.
Oh, is it catch?
Hello. Don and Mike.
Yeah. And don't forget, if it lasts more than 4 hours, please contact the doctor.
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Hey, Maria Shriver and Don Imus, brother and sister.
Yeah, that's like a crypt keeper thing happening.
Are you familiar with Don Imus? I wouldn't mind an analysis.
Skeletor?
Yeah, he's just scary. I mean, really, not.
I would say, I mean,
he would make me straight.
No, seriously.
I would love to do a serious analysis of his hair because I saw him on some cable show and he had the cowboy hat mm-hmm. with the curly hair, you know, and he's 80 years old. And I don't know whether it's colored or totally fake or what it is. It's hard to tell.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'm Don and Mike. Hello, phone scan.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I don't think you should shower for a week, and that can be one of the things that we don't like about you, just like Patty Eden.
All right, thank you. All right, there's someone listening to the whole show tonight. Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for Dean.
Yep.
Hey, when you saw Don, did you have to change your entire game plan to take away from the distraction of the giant mound of herpes on his mouth?
Well, you know, I brought a little concealer. So I figured that right away.
No, you know what? That looks a lot better today, doesn't it?
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell today. It's not herpes.
I've had some issues. I fell off my treadmill.
Of course you did.
It's a cut.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It always heals.
Hello. Hello?
Mike.
What?
Just want to let you know that Jesus and John Lennon let me know that the Yankees are going to miss the playoffs. The Red Sox are going to win a World Series, bud.
Thank you.
Mike, can we talk about chiffon? This is making me crazy.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Folks, kid.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, we're doing that show. What's up?
I want to say, number one, I love you guys' show. I wish I could listen to it every day, but my hours and my work doesn't allow that.
Get a new job.
But, yeah, tell me about it. But I want to tell Mike, I'm feeling good, just like the other caller, about the Red Sox, man. We're going all the way, baby.
I'd like to point out, 5.5 games back of the Yankees right now. My bet with Don, 7.5 back, and I like the way things look right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Wondering if you're going to put your hair on eBay so that it's a bit on it.
A lot of people have asked. We're not going to eBay it. We're just going to give it. Do we have the hair?
I'm sorry. We've already sent it to the cloning lab.
Because you're the last person. We're running out of time. Last person. What's your name?
My name's Luke.
And Luke, where are you from?
Rochester.
Beautiful. Rochester, WHTK. You have got... the $20 Tower Records gift card. Tower Records, Tower.com, essential to your collection. Thank you for listening. And WHTK in Rochester, a 10-year affiliate station.
Bravo. All right.
So let's give it up. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, hold on a second. Dean, this is where we give you the big kiss off.
It has been a slice of heaven, Dean.
It's not going to be the same.
No. I rarely get emotional.
I'm going to have to live with the phone calls now for months and months with people.
Gay goes a long way.
Dean, hold on. I got to read a plug for... Oh, Dean was brought to us today by Capital Executive Transportation Company, 1-800-490-9501.
In a world now, where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz me.
He made it up.
Dean, where is the next stop for American Idol?
Well, American Idol right now, the auditions are in... Orlando.
Orlando.
My next stop is, D.C. tomorrow, then New York, and then Vegas, then Orlando, Anchorage, Alaska. That's going to be funny.
You're going to Anchorage?
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of Eskimos.
How about?
I heard there's a ton of men up there. I'm very excited about that because it's like a ratio of like 9 men to every 1 chick.
Yeah. They're all pipeline workers.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
When you get to Orlando, call us and let us know what the crop of heads is like down there.
Yeah. It's probably going to be blonde.
Yeah, so just give us a call. Let us know what's happening.
Anytime. You have carte blanche on this show.
Love that. And, you know, if anybody has questions, they can go to my website.
All you are a
HollywoodHairGuy.com.
You're a whore. I've read this a million times. HollywoodHairGuy.com.
Yeah, nothing's done until it's overdone.
Okay.
That's your new motto.
All right, whore. Thank you. Thank you for the beautiful haircut.
No, thank you.
Real Dean Banowitz, give him a round of applause.
Hold on. Last thing, and we're running so late. You gave Mike's hair an 8.8.
Eight and a half.
Eight and a half. You gave Robbie a
7.
You gave Buzz a
6. Buzz and I have already had our chat, and he is definitely going to bring it up to a good, solid, at least 8.5, almost a 9.
Yeah, now that you have cut my hair and put the powder or stuff on, what do you give my hair now?
Well, do you want me to give you the ring now or later?
Okay. Winner, right here.
You got it?
Winner!
It's a full bow.
What kind of ring are we talking about?
Eric.
Buzz,
yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, William Kennedy Smith, a bad boy again.
Oh, really? He's doing that rape thing again. All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, that's HollywoodHairGuy.com.
Amen.
There you go. Mike, that was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The comedy stars of the Alan Linewan Radio Funhouse. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, now listen, guests of the Don and Mike Show stay at the Hotel Helix, center of D.C. Nothing's more important than you and the Hotel Helix. HotelHelix.com. Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break. Smokers!
This is good! Smoke!
Yeah. Break the nasty habit without getting weight. Smoke Break! Revolutionary tablet. Get it now. Find retailers. Rod Argent. Here's all I have to say to everybody that's been calling and coming up to me in the hallway and saying, your hair looks great, and the guy did a great job.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, here's what everybody keeps asking me, you know. Is there something between the two of you?
Well, I think I can answer that because I'm an objective observer, and I think I can say yes.
Let me just say, I'm curious. Okay?
Yeah, very good. And that's all you need to be right now.
And later tonight,
I'm lying in bed.
I'll be thinking about
a boy
named Dean. A boy named Dean. Wow. It will be
unbelievable.
Good for you.
Do I mean any of this?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dom and Mike. Well, once again, William Kennedy Smith has been accused of rape.
Arrah, arrah, arrah.
He's a nephew of the late John F. Kennedy, and he was acquitted on rape charges 13 years ago. Now, a former personal assistant is suing him for sexual assault. She says it happened in her home on Chicago's North Side 5 years ago. There was, she says, a lot of drinking. A 28-year-old Audra Sulis is asking for at least $50,000. She says he left voicemail messages after the attack saying, quote, "It was not your fault. I have a problem. I will get help if you want me to."
That's smart.
End quote. William Kennedy Smith says the charges are outrageous,
really,
untrue.
Right. That's real smart.
And
you rape a girl.
Without
bad enough. Then you call her up and you leave a message.
I'll get help. I have a problem. What the hell is she waiting 5 years for? I don't know. And it'll be interesting to see if she still has these voicemail messages of which she speaks. He denies everything.
And the celebrity in my mind he still resembles the most now more than ever? Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy might have some kind of problem if he keeps doing this stuff.
Yeah, well, you heard the voicemail.
That's right.
Yeah. He said he might. Yeah. The stadium announcer for Minor League Baseball's Atlantic City Surf has been fired, and the scoreboard operator has resigned. They played the Village People hit YMCA and dedicated it to the state's governor, Jim McGreevy. A co-owner of the team says what the guys in the booth did was
disrespectful.
I'd like to dedicate that news story to my friend Dean Badawin.
Oh, hello. Maybe all of these stories then. In a bit about the Olympics, late-night TV talk show host Carson Daly held up a box of gay Wheaties with McGreevy's picture on it. A gay advocacy group called Human Rights Campaign has issued a statement, quote, Carson should get to know gay people better. Cereal has way too many carbs.
Yeah. Hold on, Buzz. I got some.
I like waiting to get the jokes.
Sure. Yeah, right. The thing that
it's about time.
Here's what I don't get about this whole stupid thing. First, who knew that Carson Daly still had a TV show?
What show does he have?
It's called the Nobody Watches Show.
I didn't know it existed.
Last Call, I think it's called.
I got a picture here somewhere.
NBC?
Who knew that he even did bits? I got a picture of him here somewhere holding up this this box.
Box of gay Wheaties.
Yeah, which looks like it would be a prop for Leto or Letterman. Here it is.
I know his show.
Who knew that Carson Daly did bits? Right. I mean, doesn't the box look funny?
And then don't you think his 15 minutes are up?
Oh, they were up so long ago.
Right.
I think his show is called The Daily Show.
Carson's gay joke.
Now, the vice president has a daughter.
That's what it says.
Yeah, that's the headline.
That's
on
what
the story.
It says on the top of this picture
right,
I have.
Paper.
Carson's gay joke.
Absolutely. Now, the vice president has a daughter who's gay, but the political party to which he's so faithful has just voted to keep pushing for a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. The Republican Platform Committee even voted yesterday to keep opposing civil unions for gay couples. They have got to hate the fact that Ellen DeGeneres has been chosen to play God in a remake of the George Burns movie, Oh God.
I believe that will be a flop.
Yeah, probably. Which is a shame because she's funny.
Yeah, she's very good. Funny. But yeah, she's good doing what she does.
Yeah, the talk show is great.
Listen, George Burns is God.
Right.
Okay, it's already been done. And he's only God, really, in the first one.
Yes,
where he makes it rain inside the AMC Pacer with John Denver. If you've ever had the bad fortune of seeing the other one with Suzanne Plachette.
And the little girl.
Where it went down.
And the other one where it's the guy that wants to be the singer.
Was that Oh God, You Devil?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
There's only one God. His name is George Burns.
I think with the passing of George Burns, the God mantle has been passed to Morgan Freeman.
I was just going to say that
he
Morgan
did a
Freeman
good job.
Yeah. Did a fantastic
Fellas,
Bruce yeah. Almighty.
Fellas. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. This is reality. Like God's color.
Oh, stop it.
Guys.
Stop it, you.
What am I saying?
Oh. Larry, am I right or am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think you're wrong.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
I think you're terribly, terribly wrong. I like Andy Dufresne.
Fine
wine.
Wine.
Just like a fine wine.
Fine wine.
Republicans at the upcoming convention in New York are getting all kinds of discounts at tourist attractions and theaters, but the Republican National Committee has taken one show off the list, the off-Broadway musical Naked Boys Singing. It's a gay affair that, quoting the poster, celebrates the splendors of male nudity in comedy, song, and dance. The show was chosen by city tourism officials to be on the big list of discounts, but Republican officials have asked that the choice be taken off the list.
Oh, boy.
And when word got out that Britney Spears was being courted to bring a little celebrity sunshine to the GOP convention, conservative groups spoke up. Some Republicans were envious of the star power being attracted by the Democrats, this year perhaps more than others. They cite Britney as, quote, general immodesty, which is a polite way of saying she's a slut. They also mentioned her lesbian kiss with Madonna, and they don't like that, remember?
This is why you're going to have Brooks and Dunn at the Republican National Convention.
I saw on CMT.
the talent lineup.
Yeah. I saw a bunch of country stars.
Fest.
Now listen, you really want to blow me away, and I'm not a country music aficionado, but I like it.
Right.
Give me Toby Keith.
Yeah, right.
Give me Kenny Chesney.
Right.
Give me freaking Martina McBride, and maybe I'm there. But when the best you can do is, ha, we're Brooks and Dunn, and we're sick of all the long-haired rock and rollers standing up for John Kerry. You know, Jesus Christ.
Well, as
I agree the Democrats have a better lineup, but country music could do more to support Bush.
I would think
they
so.
They could get some better stars out there for him.
But they got Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Nick?
The girl, right? Yeah, the lady from The View?
They could get the Dixie. Oh, no, I guess not.
No, not a chance.
Quoting a spokeswoman for the Traditional Values Coalition, if Britney is there, I hope she doesn't have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, God.
I'm Brooks. I'm done. You don't want to have Britney Spears. She's slut. Bruce Springsteen.
That's not good. That's crap.
President Bush still...
Country music.
President Bush still leads John Kerry in the polls, and a survey of adult toy customers backs that up.
Hey, you know a Toby Keith song? I still love that. That one,
Let's talk about me.
That's a good song.
Let's talk about me. Let's talk about. Buzz, let's talk about sex toys.
All right, let's.
You know what? What? You know what it is?
What?
I'm just.
You're feeling free. You're feeling frisky because of that great new haircut.
I'm gay goofy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're
I'm
feeling...
just gay goofy after my American Idol haircut.
You got a great new haircut, and you're thinking about a lifestyle change. And who wouldn't be excited by that? Well, anyway, a survey of adult toy customers reflects the public opinion polls, oddly enough. 1,000 visitors to a website selling those toys took part in the survey. It's being assumed...
Were they all made in a toy factory?
yes, they were. It's being assumed most of the customers are women. When asked their preferred partner...
You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
More customers chose Bush... 45% over John Kerry's 33%.
You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
Sex toy factory.
Yeah, there's the Clippers.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
Oh, now.
You were not born, you were made in a toy factory.
What's he doing now?
That's what Dean said to you.
That's a good toy.
When we come back...
It's a toy. It's a nice big boy. It's a nice big son.
Rob, why didn't you put the ice pick in the machine?
I thought it was something else.
Okay, sometimes we get a peek at the darkness.
Yes, sometimes.
Sometimes we get a look at the soul.
When we come back, an update on everybody's favorite internet cartoon.
Everybody's favorite internet cartoon.
Well, a lot of people's favorite. Perhaps I exaggerate.
Well, next time you exaggerate, he'll do the other leg.
Bronze, P-Wax, all new sex toys. Ho, 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 Carrie.
Oh, man. The fun is in the pain.
We're all in here, Father Karras.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. If everybody had a moon across the USA.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
See, tomorrow on the show,
my California,
we'll be going to the Sharpie 500.
Oh,
NASCAR. NASCAR and Nextel. Bristol, Tennessee. That's where the race is this weekend. We'll have the driver on NASCAR tomorrow. Also want to mention, football. We have our NFL Fantasy Draft next Wednesday.
Wednesday's the big day?
That's Wednesday. Tomorrow in the opening segment, we'll discuss draft order, drink orders, etc.
Wonderful.
Also, Rich Eisen from the NFL Channel.
Cool.
He's going to be our NFL guy every week this year.
Very exciting.
And, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this or not, but that's the easiest way to get things done. We're also going to have Nancy O'Dell?
I
should know her name. Access Hollywood?
Yeah, that's
wonderful.
Her. That's her.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
On the show every day. Just,
wow.
You know, what's happening on
very
your show.
Impressive.
And plus, she's a handsome woman.
Oh, she certainly is.
And so they called and they said, would you like Billy Bush every day? I said, please, would I like a hot poker in my eye every day?
Are you sure you don't want to rethink that now?
No, we'll take Nancy...
Odell.
Nancy Odell.
Is it Nancy Odell?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
It's Odell, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Buzz was right.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes you're going to get right.
Sorry about your hair.
I know.
Now, once again, here's...
The good news about my hair is Dean has promised to take my 6.5 and make it a 9. So I'm feeling better.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
Promises.
Okay. I promise to turn this around in 45 seconds, but a serious bummer here. There is nothing amusing about this story, but it has to be done. The fighting continues in Iraq. In Florida, a father had just been told that his son, a Marine, had been killed in combat in Iraq. 3 Marines pulled up in a van, came to his door to bring him the news personally. The father was so upset over losing his 20-year-old boy, he walked into the garage, picked up a can of gasoline, a propane tank, and a lighter. He smashed the window of the Marine Corps van with the propane tank. He doused the van and himself with gasoline and struck the lighter. The father is now in serious condition with severe burns on his arms and legs. So far, no charges have been filed against him. Officials say they're waiting to see how he recovers. first.
Saw it on TV. I mean, I didn't see it happen, but I saw the burned out marine vehicle. Right. Lots of Marines walking around.
You know, you don't want to see anything like this happen, but no. I think we discussed this on this show. I think sometimes people forget that's happening to guys over there every day. And I think I don't get any sense that we're aware.
Yeah, but let's keep focusing about those swept whatever they are ads.
Yeah, really.
Boats. Let's keep focusing on that.
Yeah. The truth from guys who are neither swift nor truthful. So let's distract ourselves with news about a cartoon.
That's right.
Buzz. Let's talk cartoons. An internet cartoon about Bush and Kerry to the tune of This Land Is Your Land.
I love that thing.
This thing. Oh, I didn't know that's what you were talking about. I've been to that website a lot.
A little company called Jib Jab made the fairly balanced political parody music video, and it swept the internet. Everyone seemed to love it.
Oh, my God. The microphone was on.
It was.
We're okay.
What happened?
Private joke.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Private joke. Not at nobody's expense.
Okay.
Private joke at nobody's expense.
Okay.
Just a moment.
Just a moment I shared with Rob.
So they made this political parody music video, and it swept the internet. Everybody seemed to love it, except the survivors of the late Woody Guthrie, who wrote the song.
I didn't even realize my microphone was on.
You boys.
I didn't even realize. I just leaned back, and I said, hey, what about... I go, oh, my God. Crap, the microphone's on.
It's the giddiness.
Yeah.
It still exists. Gay giddiness.
It's giddiness.
Away with so much more now that you're beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what? No. I was giddy last night when I called him when Frida got mad at me for reading Mad Magazine and calling Rob and telling him something funny that was in Mad Magazine. And I didn't have my new gay American Idol haircut then.
And I was giddy because Elvis was on the High Def Network. It was giddy everywhere.
Giddy, giddy. Well, no one was amused by the internet cartoon, at least in the Woody Guthrie family of survivors.
Bobby got to walk away.
Woody Guthrie wrote the song. The family and the people who thought they owned the song got all indignant about it being used in what they thought was a less than respectful way.
Oh, come on.
Get a load of this. Turns out the copyright on the song is expired. It is public domain. Nobody owns it. Everybody owns it. This song was made for you and me.
Look at that.
He's so happy with himself.
I know.
Yeah. And now he's giddy.
He's got all of his zingers in today, all of his jabs, all of his barbs.
And just down the street from one of the biggest oil spills in the history of North America, in Long Island City, New York, were a couple of gas stations run by a man named Inder Parmar. You would like Inder. He did a gutsy thing. He started selling gas for 30 cents a gallon less than the other dealers, and it doubled his profit margin.
Come on. Forget it.
No, it doubled his profit margin by cutting 30 cents off the price. Now, Getty doesn't like profits to get in the way of price fixing, so it cut off Inder's supply of gasoline. So he stopped paying his rent, and he started getting his gas elsewhere, even though the signs out front still said Getty.
This sounds very much like the man that was rounding down.
This is a good thing for consumers, but I know you won't like it.
No, I'm saying to
Goldstein, because it won't make the profit.
The Getty Oil wrecking crew moved in last week and ripped the gas stations apart.
And I say bravo to them, sir.
Inder says he thinks the oil companies are using our fear over the war as an excuse to overcharge for gas.
Did he get in touch with Estelle personally?
So Getty. Oh, and you know what? I know that we are running desperately low on time. Never mind. Tomorrow, ask me about this controversy that's going on in Washington, D.C. about these radio commercials, Jews for Jesus.
Yes, we didn't get to that today.
Ask me about it tomorrow, and then after we talk about it.
It is controversial always.
Tell me if it doesn't sound like a segment of our Jew to Jew.
Absolutely.
That's all I have to say.
And finally, a 19-year-old college student from Great Falls, Montana, is facing criminal charges for clogging a toilet. He didn't use paper towels or anything else that vandals use. In fact, Dean says he didn't do it on purpose. He just really needed to stop at that rest area. And now he's charged for stopping at that rest area and answering the call of nature. He's charged with criminal mischief.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's what Dean said. Quoting him, I didn't think they were serious at first.
Oh, boy.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yeah. Good night. Get out of here. See you tomorrow. Our thanks to Bob Cowsill.
Yeah.
Bob Cowsill of the Cowsills.
Cowsill.com.
Cowsill.com. Help out the Cowsills, the real-life Partridge family. Also, Dean Banowitz. HollywoodHairGuy.com.
Very nice.
Ryan Seacrest, stylist. Thank you to him. Tomorrow on the show, like you said, the Sharpie car from the NASCAR.
Sharpie car.
That's it. We got to go. Mentioned HotelHelix.com, Capital Executive Transportation Company, 1-800-490-9501. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, now you. See, the microphone's on.
When I cut your hair, I never put anything in your ear.
Yeah,
anything.
I know. Dean, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you need to say.
Yeah. please stay tuned for Ron and Fez. Incidentally, Color Fez, jealous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Came back, checked out my powdered bald. I can't believe what a moron I am. Fez came back and checked out my powdered bald spot.
I want to report tomorrow because I think when you get home, your wife's going to like it.
Yes. We got to go. We'll see you then. Ron and Fez are next on JFK and Live 105 and also The Buzz in Tampa Bay, and we will see you tomorrow.
Use a Q-tip.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change.
B-A.
Log on to WJFK.net.
Can't spell bathroom without B-A. The neighborhood